Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. You know who we are. You know what we're here to do. Joining us in studio is one of my favorite comics in Los Angeles, a wonderful human being, a very funny man. I watched him come up through the Dallas scene, and now he's got his own Netflix special called Mexicans Do It Better. Please welcome Jerry Rocha, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Jerry, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Where can our fans and friends and family members who watch this find you?
Twitter at Rocha Comedy and Instagram Jerry Rocha Comedy.
Awesome, dude. Cool. Awesome. Thanks for coming on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having me.
You're a fucking grinder, dog.
Thanks, dude.
You've been grinding. You've been going up the comedy ladder, and it's always fun to watch you work.
I appreciate it.
Don't believe in lizard people. I still think you're a good fucking guy. You offended fucking Aaron. Aaron's totally into the lizard people.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
I can tell.
Jerry, do you got any dates you want to push real quick?
What am I doing? Nah, fuck. I Irvine Improv, December 29th.
Oh, nice.
Doing, I think, the late show.
That's great.
Because the famous person who's there doesn't want to do the late
show. I get that. Thank God for that.
Right?
At least you're getting in with those people.
Hell yeah, man.
They're good people. Tebow, do you have any dates you want to push?
Yeah, I'll be at the Dump Hut on February Blurth, and then I'll be at the Parlor December 20th. And I will be at, hang on one second, and I'll just give you this. I'll be at Helium in St. Louis January 18th, 19th, and 20th with Steve Renazzisi.
Oh, nice. Snap.
Nice.
Good.
So
good.
Come get some of that. Go Cards. And also, the new 92.7 The Pod comes out this Friday. So be ready for that. That'll be on All Things Comedy's website as well as everywhere else you listen to podcasts. So get some of that, you dipshit. Sam, where are you going to be?
Guys, this week is the Social Justice Warriors Tour of Texas. That's right, the World Tour.
I've been promoting that, and they talk about it every time I do the horn in Austin. They're excited for it. They're going to bring a bunch of people there, so go check that out.
San Antonio, Thursday, December 14th at the Blind Tiger. San Marcos, Friday, December 15th at Aqua Brew. Houston, December 16th at the Seeker Group. And Austin, Sunday, December 17th at Cap City Comedy Club, Brody Stevens, Jim Florentine, Chad Zumach, and myself. Then it's the final Comedy Chaos of the year. That's right, Comedy Chaos. We got a murder lineup. Bert Kreischer, Joe Rogan, Anthony Jeselnik, Brandon Schaub, the very lovely Jessamé Peluso, and Tony Rock live at the Comedy Store, December 19th. Tickets available at thecomedystore.com. Then Jerry's going to be joining me in Long Beach at the Penthouse Presents The Naughty Show Comedy Burlesque hosted by myself. We have Jerry Rocha, Jackie Fabulous, Eric Schwartz. Actually, Jackie's not there. It's David Deary. Eric Schwartz, George Perez, Kate Quigley, Jason Rouse, plus Penthouse Pets. Penthouse Pets, Jaden Cole, and Brett Rossi. We are giving away sex toys, stuff to shove in holes, and stuff holes to stuff in. Okay, that will be available, and those are at HarvellsLongBeach.com.
Well, that's a promo right there.
And then
I'm bringing home New Year's
in my favorite city to gig in, Tampa.
Nice.
I will be at the Tampa Improv. And that will be, you guys get the, I'm doing New Year's, and then I'm doing the second and the third as well.
Sweet.
It's a weird week, but
you know what it sounds
Tampa.
Like? It sounds like you just promoted the next 9 years of comedy. That's the next 13 days of your life.
Yeah.
That's only in the next 13 days. You just gave 17 gigs in the next 13 days.
You know
Sam
what,
Tripoli is working, ladies.
He's going for Guinness. He's going for the Guinness record. I don't know what it is.
When you're a Ronin like me, dog, and you got to do it all yourself.
You've been waiting your whole life to call yourself a Ronin.
You got to do it yourself.
Even Ronins don't call themselves Ronins.
I am, yeah, dude, it's
you're
a shark.
You're the masterless samurai of comedy?
If you, as a shark, if you stop swimming, you drown.
You die. It's true.
And if I stop, and now with this tour that I'm doing with the socialists, I'm getting how to do, like, how easy it is to get there. I mean, the hardest thing is getting the venues.
Yeah.
Once you get that Airbnb it, you know, it's like, so it's like, I'm going to start trying to do one of those tours a month.
Sure.
Book one comedy club and then book one tour with a buddy like me, you, or somebody, or me and Jason. And we go out there and we wreck shop man style.
That fucking Blind Tiger is dope. You ever been there?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, it's great. It's such a fun, awesome room. It's really good for stand up. It's like, you know, like two stories in the basement, you know, below of this restaurant. It's a badass little, it's a great room. I'm jealous.
You're also, I say happy birthday to fellow All Things Comedy comic, Kate Quigley. It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy
the
birthday.
The gorgeous Kate Quigley, the hardworking Kate Very. Quigley. If you hate Kate Quigley, it's because you're just a player here. Nobody, that girl.
So nice, too. So nice.
Souls. Hustles.
She's so nice.
Yeah. What? So what? You want to eat her butt as before we get into this, and she won't let you. No need to hate her.
I don't even try because I'm just like, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah, that's.
I ain't getting that line. That's like being a Russian in 1940, and right. You're like, man, I could use some bread, and then you look at that bread line, and you're like, fuck bread.
That's pro athlete ass right there. You know, that shit. You got to be at least
a Heisman finalist.
I ain't going after Blake Griffin.
Hey, Aaron.
I'll go two after him, but I ain't going next.
Can you take your shirt off?
No.
Okay. So what do you want to get into? Because I want to get into this
with Ari. We'll wait for Ari with us, yeah. Because we got here, just so people know what we're getting into, we got here. Everybody at All Things Comedy, it looked like there was like, it's like a church. It looked like church. Like there's one person talking, there's like 40 people in the room all acting like they're attentive. No, it was a sexual harassment training course for everybody at All Things Comedy. How Punch Drunk wasn't asked to not only preside over this thing, but probably give 50 examples of what not to do.
Right.
I'm baffled.
We should have been like the sexual harassment players.
It's no coincidence.
like an improv troupe that comes in.
You guys come in and act out every scenario?
That's a good sketch.
Respect my space. This is my body.
That's a good sketch.
You can't just touch it.
It's not a coincidence that they had this seminar while Punch Drunk is happening.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm surprised they're not going to come in here and do a tour where they all just like walk around the back of us. And this is what sexual harassment looks like.
Guys, we are live streaming for a reason. They're right. All watching it.
They're all in there being like, they're taking out. sex toys for every hole. Stuff it in every hole or stuff your thing in that hole. That's what it. Okay, yes. That's a red light. Red light.
I just like, it's amazing that these things still need to take place. Like, how do all these stories are still happening. It's like,
sure.
How are you still an asshole? Like, how are people still fucking scumbags?
I get, just, I do get what 100%. It is though. It is really. Listen. Oh shit.
But it's also one of those things. First, you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the pussy. Yeah. If pussy's last, you're always gonna use the power and the money.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Joining us, via the power of Skype, looking like a full-on Jew rapper, our good friend, Ari Shaffir. How is Jew York?
It's getting cold.
It's getting cold?
You guys bounced Duncan. Bounced Duncan.
Yeah, you guys got rid of Duncan. That's not cool.
Not the cold. I don't know what the fuck happened to Duncan.
He said the cold.
What the fuck happened to him?
He said he couldn't take the cold.
New York's so much better than L.A. I don't even want to talk about L.A. And then fucking... I guess he broke up with his girlfriend, and fucking 9 months later, he was gone.
Hold now, is she still in New York?
I have no idea. I don't really even know if he broke up, actually, to be honest. I have no idea.
You're the agent of misinformation?
I'm just disinformation.
I like that. I like it. Jerry Roach is in with us. He's a
Cowboy fan, Jerry Roach.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Okay.
Yeah, man. It might be too late, but it might not be.
It might not be. Dude, there's so much that has to happen. It's that's the only
bone. Well, too late for what?
Playoffs. So Atlanta's got to lose. Seattle's got to lose. It's just all these, like, a fucking Russian guy has to lose a chess match.
We play Seattle. So that's one loss.
We play Seattle. We could beat them. And fucking Zeke will be back for that. So.
And Oakland is coming back. Yeah. I feel it like in my butthole.
You're gonna.
I'm pretty much guaranteed.
But, you know, Ari, I heard that Atlanta has to lose two of the next three, which I think is going to be almost impossible.
And one of them is Tampa.
Yeah.
No, they don't have to lose two of the next three. We're down a game.
Just one game? Is that it?
No.
But
we
beat Dallas this year, correct?
I believe Atlanta has a tiebreaker on them. That's why we need to lose two.
No, it's for the playoffs.
For the playoffs. Yeah.
So if we have the same record, you would lose. We have a
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. How did you do against Seattle?
Beat them. We beat Seattle. We beat Green Bay. We beat you. Everybody that we would have a tiebreaker against, we beat.
Guys,
don't you play Seattle twice?
No, they're not in our division.
Oh, so you beat him. So, yeah, you would have a tiebreaker. We would have to play. It'll be tough. I think 10-6 is not going to make a playoff.
Anybody that could tie Atlanta, we have a tiebreaker on and beat.
I want to talk about my new favorite team is the Rams. That's my team in this bet that we have right now.
Are you one of the hired extras?
I'm no longer a Raiders fan.
Oh, wow.
Were you one of the paid extras to go cheer him on the other day?
I went to the game. Thank you, Ari, for those tickets. It was awesome.
Wait, how much did you spend on them, Ari? Because they were giving them away. You know
Ari's
that,
got
right?
season seats.
Oh, okay, because, you know, Fox was giving them away for extras to go pretend to be Rams fans.
But it was great, though, dude. And you know, dude, I'm going to tell you something.
That's L.A.
The Rams will get L.A. The Rams
you
will
think
get
they'll actually
– They'll get L.A.
I agree.
They're exciting to watch.
I agree.
They're fun. They're great on defense. They got a high-octane offense, and they're not in the AFC, and that's the Raiders.
But didn't you have Super Bowl winners abandon L.A.?
Well, they couldn't get an arena. Listen, dude, the owner of the Clippers is building his own arena.
Right.
You're not going to get L.A. money. Because sports, even though we love it, is like it's way down on the line of things to do.
Hollywood.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think it's like a – I mean, it's almost a waste to get excited because I just kind of feel like that those teams are going to
– I mean, if they're not selling tickets when they're the best team in football, they're not anymore.
They're not selling tickets when they're giving them away. They're free.
How are they going to sell tickets when the Chargers come in and when they're not? It's like
Chargers are fucked. They're never going to get because they're in the Raiders division. They're never going to get L.A. But I think when the Rams get this new stadium and people see how badass it is, and listen, dude, if you could just get to the game
and they get their new uniforms. Their uniforms are bunk right now.
But you go to the game, you're like, this team is high octane. This is fun to watch. This is arena football.
You know what though? I don't give a shit about how nice a new arena looks if there's so many other things to do. That's why Pittsburgh sells out every game, no matter how good the Steelers
ain't
are.
Ain't shit to do.
It's a shithole.
Ain't
but,
shit to do. Buffalo,
I mean, sorry
ain't
to all
shit
your
to do,
Pittsburgh
but have a
listeners,
snowball fight.
But, you know,
but
I don't mean
at,
to offend
look at the
Pittsburgh.
Lakers and look at a fucking baseball. I mean, the Dodgers sell out all the time.
Both of those are because of Mexicans.
Yes. I was about to say, Dodgers because of Mexicans. We'll fuck Mexicans. We love the
you
Dodgers.
Did you know they did?
Even though they kicked all the Mexicans out.
They got a market.
Yeah,
even though they destroyed their housing and all that, you know. Like, Mexicans just, we have this fascination with the Dodgers. But the Lakers, the reason the Lakers are always hot is because 90% of it is just what celebrities are you going to get to go see? Because it's all just famous people who have like a
and
movie
it's also
or
they
TV
have a history
show
of winning.
Shit.
They have a history like the 80s
and
90s. Yeah,
they've just been around for too long. Like that's why I don't think anyone's going to give a fuck about the NFL here. And what if like USC becomes a top three team in football?
They're always about to be.
No
that.
One's going to care about the NFL then too. Like they would rather go see
I
those games.
I think if the Rams do some damage in the playoffs, they're going to slowly get a team. I think people are going to be.
I totally agree with you.
I think you have Jeff Goff. Okay.
No, I think the Rams are going to have the foundation of a franchise that this city can get behind, and I feel bad for the Chargers because I just don't think
– I don't think they should move back.
Here's why I say no. Baseball is a Mexican sport. Football is a white sport, and the whites of L.A. have moved to L.A. from somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah.
They didn't get behind the teams before. They're not going to get behind two teams now. It's going to take 15 years before
they're not going to get behind two.
Then how do you explain the Raiders following here? It's nothing but
Mexicans.
Right.
But Mexicans traditionally, because I can say this, so nobody write
you can
a
say it
yeah,
if you weren't.
I'm
this
Mexican.
You can
drunk.
Say it if
yeah,
you weren't.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
My
so,
dog said
yeah,
it.
Mexicans, yeah, Mexicans have three football teams they give a shit about. Yep. Raiders, Broncos, Cowboys. That's it. For whatever reason, those
Raiders,
are the three
Broncos,
teams.
Yep, you're right. Yep,
Mexicans
yep.
just love the Raiders,
the fourth,
Broncos,
the fourth
Cowboys.
Football team is a soccer team.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Is
but
the,
that's it. They don't give a fuck about any other team, so that's why you have that Raider loyalty here. There's no – I've never seen a white guy who lives in L.A. who's a diehard Raider fan. Okay, you're the only one then. That's it.
He's not white.
He's not white.
I'm Armenian, dude. I'm Armenian.
And yet you've still never seen a white guy.
Yes, sir.
What's the deal with Mexicans and Morrissey?
Oh, they okay.
I'm dying to know this.
Okay.
I went to see Morrissey with Adam and Theo and Earl Skakel. And
you were the only white people
and,
there.
who else is there? Oh, Jeff Richards and Jason Gallern.
What a shady crew that is.
So
dude.
We went to see Morrissey and Billy Idol right next door to you.
I heard it was a good show.
Great show. We were the only six white people at that show.
Yeah, no question.
It looked like they were giving out fucking green cards at this motherfucker.
Dude,
I've never seen so many Mexicans in one place, and I live in L.A.
The answer is disappointing. Ari. It's not exciting. Okay. But this is 100%
true. Goes back to the Smiths.
It's the way he sings. It's Mexicans love that kind of crooning
singer. They love that
singer
emo.
Voice.
They love
it's
the Smiths.
It's the way he croons. It's the way he because he sings like a – if you listen to
Mexicans
like –
Mexicans are super – I mean like just and they're when very, you flip through Telemundo, they're very emotional.
Emo. Yes.
They're very like the closest to that show is Tebow. Jason's a lover. Like he's a lover.
Tell.
That's
absolutely.
Why he likes Morrissey, you know. Yeah. We're dead on the inside. I don't even know who this guy. Who's your favorite band, Ari?
I don't know. Maybe Arcade Fire.
Yeah, that's so.
But that is a very That's a dead on the inside band, Arcade Fire.
You know, it's like so. I get why they like Mexican chicks are the only hot chicks saving rock and roll in Southern California.
Yeah, dude.
You go to a fucking rock concert, there's only hot Mexican girls there. White girls have completely abandoned rock.
Right.
They follow ecstasy to DJing. That's where all the hot white girls gone. Right. They want to drop
shitty rap.
I went to K-Rock's Acoustic Cruise.
How was that, by the way?
Dude, I'm going to tell you something.
Muse.
Dude, Muse was great. Nobody came close to Prophets of Rage.
That's what I heard. I heard Prophets of Rage and Muse stole that show. I heard both of them stole that show.
You've always loved Muse.
Who,
but
me?
Muse, you can't really steal a show when you're the headliner.
They're incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, you can maintain that, I guess. Yeah, you can't steal the show, but you can maintain it.
I mean,
yeah,
you're the guy who's supposed to own it. But dude, Prophets of Rage, when he goes on stage, he goes, "These are dangerous times."
I heard they did songs with everybody's songs.
Oh, yeah. They go, "This is dangerous times."
Did Public Enemy Rage, everybody, Cypress Hill.
"This is dangerous times. And for dangerous times, we need a dangerous song. And this is the most dangerous song of them all."
And then there was
Killing in the Name. No, it was. Fuck you. I won't do what you told. Place
same
fucking
song.
Went nuts. Now, what was hilarious about it is for some reason, fucking Rise Against had to follow that. And you saw
in their
eyes.
Oh, why would you even do that?
That they, it was like someone had
somebody's got to
Joey Diaz in the OR when Joey just fucking smoked everybody.
Oh, man.
And you just saw fear in their face. They're like, and they're like, "Are you guys having a good time? We're trying." They literally said, like, "We're trying, you know."
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Sorry,
like
we're here.
I'd like to open with Freebird.
Yeah.
Cool with that.
I saw Lollapalooza in 94, I think. So it was one the Pumpkins headlined that year.
I saw that one too.
And
were they still good
out here? You saw it out here?
No, dude, Ari. So it was in Dallas when I it was at, and they had to follow the Beastie Boys. And the Beastie Boys smashed.
Smash.
I mean, and then.
And you don't expect them to smash. They do live instruments for like half an hour, and you're like, "These guys
they
are all playing
everyone
instruments."
Away. It was they came out, and it was just like they came out all dressed like UPS delivery men. Yep. Everybody lost their shit, and they were just, it never ended. They were just boom, 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 boom. And then the Pumpkins drummer, it was right before they kicked him out. The dude was, I'm not making this up, he was nodding off on stage. Like he was playing different songs than the rest of the band. So, like, there was just this mass exodus during their set. It was,
dude, that was a real idiot.
I saw them 3 years ago Rockin' the Range, and it was mass exodus. They're just not good.
They're not good live.
You know why? Because
they're not good live.
Billy Corgan, well, he does a million overdubs in the studio.
Yep.
So you can't recast. He has to hire 40 guitarists to jump on stage.
Uh-huh.
Like, you just can't do it. Yeah, it's.
You gotta be a real idiot to have someone with narcolepsy as your drummer.
Yeah, it was.
But we all just stared because we all had a crush on their bass player, that chick, at the time.
Yeah.
So we were all just like, whoa.
She was in Perfect Circle as well.
Yeah, Darcy, that was it. Yeah.
And she was in Zwan and Perfect Circle.
So then Queens of the Stone Age goes up.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, he acted like he didn't want to be there,
Who,
which
Josh?
I was like.
Was it right after he kicked the shit out of that photographer?
It was
that
right before that. He's he goes, "I'm about to kick the shit out of a photographer. Who wants to rock?" Something hits his face and he's bleeding,
shit.
Somebody threw something?
There was these things he had on stage. Because what they do is they rotate the stage.
Yeah, I went to a couple years ago. Yeah,
and it's like, boom, and I think something went out.
Damn.
Wham, and hit him right there, and he started bleeding, and they had these giant screens so everybody could watch it, and everybody
How was the forum for that, by the way?
Dude,
because I used to always have it at Universal.
Could not have a better concert experience.
Isn't that a great place?
Amazing.
My seats are so high up. And
doesn't matter. Not a bad seat.
Perfect.
Not a bad seat at the new Forum.
My dad saw the Sex Pistols the one time they toured America. They were in Fort Worth, Texas, and he went and he told me the story. I didn't believe him, where he said that they were just getting booed the whole time and people were throwing shit the whole time, and that a bottle hit Sid Vicious in the face, and it's cut his cheek open, and he just positioned his mouth to where all the blood just pulled into his mouth, and he was just spitting it. And then he said there's these three chicks who are trying to catch his blood in their mouth. And then,
Sam, what? Sam, what are you doing?
Why don't I get to meet those twats?
Right.
Sam, what are you doing?
Where
Sam,
are they?
Sam.
See what happens every week? I get hit up by the sponsors, and they ask me what time are the reads. So what I'm doing is, because this is leading into our SeatGeek read, I'm going to write down the time that the SeatGeek read is at.
I'm actually watching it, and I validate.
We've been over this. This is a pen and paper situation, Sam.
All right, a pen and paper.
You didn't write anything down, Sam. You were reading stuff.
No, he's not. I swear to God, he's telling the truth.
Ari, do you ever write any note in a device? I always use pen and paper for everything. Jokes,
I do too.
Everything.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, this is my life.
Because pen and paper doesn't crash.
No, that's not what it is.
Teeb is never going to have to take this to the Mac store because it fucked up.
You know
what I mean? Yep. Like, it's just.
So, I got my tickets on SeatGeek. That's
right. I did.
I
know that's true.
I got it on SeatGeek, and it's really easy. I put in Acoustic Christmas, saw the two different nights.
Yep.
And you would have liked to go to the second one.
I would have liked both.
Yeah.
I actually would like to shuffle those together if I could have.
And that was the beauty of it is that, I got the tears
I wanted to see
on
Muse
Seeking.
And the Killers.
Yeah.
Muse one night, Killers the next night.
Are they
night.
The if Mormons?
What's that?
The Killers, that's a guy who's the Mormon, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you know what's so funny is they wanted to sing the national anthem at the UFC fights that happened in Vegas after the
shooting.
They're like, maybe we shouldn't have the Killers singing the national anthem. But all you got to do is go. You download the app, the SeatGeek app.
And get the app. You can always go to SeatGeek.com. You put in the code Punchung there. But why not have the app? Because anywhere you are in the country, anywhere you are in the world, you can just go right to the SeatGeek app and see what concerts
so it's
are
not
in
even
your area.
It's not like you don't have to be in a certain region.
Nope.
You can be anywhere.
It'll tell
that's
you
dope.
Like if you're in
you
Dallas,
you can put in where you want to
yep.
be.
Right, right.
You can
right.
go like, hey, I'm in that's Dallas great. Right now. What concerts are going on right now? What nice. Sporting events are? What's something fun I can do in the town that I'm in right now? And not only will it tell you, it'll give you the best tickets, the most expensive tickets, the best seats, the worst seats, the best deals. And if you use the code PUNCHDRUNK, that gets you $20 off,
nice.
Ladies and gentlemen. I love SeatGeek.
I do, dude. I buy something all the time. Now,
you know what I do because I'm always broke? I just go to SeatGeek and I just look at what concerts I can't afford. I go, oh, wow.
Just admire which one you wouldn't
fucking
mind going to.
So-and-so's coming to town for $300. I would love to go to that.
You go to a lot of live music. Do you
I do,
hit
yeah.
a lot of live?
I go sometimes, yeah, yeah.
I
go to spurts. I love
shows.
Live music.
Me too.
Yeah, I love
I can't
live
go
shows.
To like live comedy shows, obviously, because right. I either know the people.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, it's like, hey.
Or
dude.
If it's a bad show, you just get frustrated and you're
watching
like,
watching stand
am I
up
doing
is
this?
Like, it's like if you put a cheetah in a cage and put him right outside the jungle, he just paces
yeah,
in that cage
like,
and he's like,
let
me out
doing?
Of this motherfucker.
This fucking, yep.
That's what
I'm going tomorrow.
Like.
I'm going to LCD Sound System tomorrow.
Oh,
oh
where's
nice.
That? Where at, Ari?
Brooklyn Steel. They're doing like 10 shows in a row.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, like, look at Chappelle. Like, was he at the forums? Like,
he wasn't at the forum last night. All right, I did Jay Davis's show at the Parlor. Jay Davis comes to the Red Zone, which everybody does. Everybody's welcome to.
Oh, hold it, real quick. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Did we say that?
Yeah, we
use
said that.
The, okay.
Get you $20. Yep, okay. yep. And so he's like, hey, man, as my way of saying thank you, come by the Parlor Monday. I'll give you a sweet spot. I go, hey. Cool. I go to the Parlor. I'm sitting outside talking to Jackie Gold and Kate Quigley. And he's like, hey, man, one more than you. I go, cool. Chris Spencer than you. I go, great. Chappelle and Danielle Rawlings roll up right then, right after he said that. And I go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Chappelle still may be on stage right now.
Yeah, he's been going for it. I love that he shot in the belly room. Did I tell you guys?
I never got up. I never even got up, all right.
He did a special in the belly room?
Guys,
yeah.
As soon as Chappelle comes, you just leave.
I wanted to do a special in the only room they haven't done a special in, and that's the bathroom.
Kitchen.
I want to do it in the bathroom.
The kitchen.
The main room, the OR, the belly room, all specials. Now it's time for the last
Sam Tripoli, live from Sacred Ground.
The belly room. And people just walk in. I'm like, what's up with it?
Before we get into NFL and NBA and the Yankees' big signing, by the
Jesus
way, which is
Christ.
Disgusting.
Are you a Yankees fan or a Rangers fan?
300. 248. What did you get?
248.
280.
Is that right?
280.
280.
Jesus. Remember when A-Rod was like, when he got $100 million for the Rangers, and I was like, what the
what?
Fuck is
what?
This?
I'm not going to say what
was,
would
that
you
was
do.
252.
200.
252.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what would you do for $300 million. What wouldn't you do for $300
million? I got one.
Okay.
I wouldn't get on my cell phone during this podcast.
Oh. Ouch. Bam.
Glad you're back.
Bam.
We missed that. We missed that.
That's because you don't have a cell phone.
We missed that. God, we missed that.
Dude.
We miss that so much.
$300 million.
No, I go Dallas across the board because I'm born there, raised there.
Of course.
Teams, I gotta go with all the teams.
I'm Chicago across the board except for Falcons.
Yeah, I'm Dallas across the board except the baseball and hockey and basketball.
Well, I mean, all right.
Winners across the board.
Truth is, in Dallas, and I hate to say this, but that it's like the other teams do well attendance-wise. But only if they only do great if they're winning, right? The Cowboys, everyone gives a fuck about the Cowboys. You know what I mean?
How much are the tickets?
Oh, it's insane usually. It's just like, fuck, it's just not why even bother. I'll
just
go watch it.
SeatGeek, you'll get $20 off.
Yeah, I bet SeatGeek will give you a good deal if I live back home. I go to SeatGeek.
They will give you a good deal. So, all right, so we get here. Sam and I get here. Jerry gets here. And Aaron's missing. And we're like, hey, we're trying to start the show. Aaron comes in. He's like, sorry I was late, guys. In the little office, and you know that big like space in the back of All Things Comedy,
like
right
when
where the coffee
is. When you walk into the lobby,
it's that
way.
That way.
You see people editing shit.
There's 40 people sitting in there. It looks like a fucking church, right? Guess what it is, Ari? Sexual harassment seminar.
Oh, nice.
We got the flyer of all the things you have to read to be like, is this sexual harassment or not?
So we let's see what we've done. Let's just see all these that we have done.
It starts off hot. Let me just say this. It starts off hot. And Aaron, you were at the seminar.
Let's run the checklist
down.
Feel
free to chime in at any point in time.
Wait, time out. Ari, what do you think the percentage is that you guys have done that's on this list?
How many are there?
This is all Ari. This is all Ari.
I've done nothing.
I disagree. I've seen Ari be nothing but a gentleman in all the times I've hung out with him.
I'd say probably 10%. We've done 10%. I'd say each one of us have done 10%.
What?
Maybe 20.
Ari, what percentage of that 20% is you? And what percentage is me and Teebs?
Each one of us have done 20%. Overall, could be 60%, could be whatever mixture. But I'd say each of us will answer 20% to these questions.
All right, cool.
Oh, they're pretty crazy. First one, my manager gives everyone hugs. Who gives a fuck about that?
What's that a big deal? I love giving hugs. I gave Tripoli a hug when I saw him right now.
I didn't want to say anything, dude, but I felt very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. Was it because I hugged you from behind and just held?
It was just one of those, like, hold.
Yeah,
I
just held you.
Okay.
I love giving. There's nothing wrong with giving hugs.
So it's green light, yellow light, red light. My manager gives everybody hugs. What do you say?
That's a green.
I say green.
That's a green. Well,
we can't hug anymore?
What did they say?
Yellow. I said it's a yellow.
It is a green.
It is a green.
As long as it's everyone and not...
As long as it's not just chicks and not just dudes.
Everyone's the key word.
So you got to hug... You can't just hug Tammy.
You can't just hug the horse.
And Portia. You got to hug fucking Bob and Juan the fucking janitor.
Wouldn't it be kind of funny, though, if the manager, like... just refused to hug anybody except employees' children.
Yeah.
Like, really creepy. Like, he would only hug, like, little
kids. Yeah, little
boys.
Like, you know,
like
little boys. I work in a busy restaurant, and when some of the waitresses bend over, I take a camera phone picture of them.
Oh, that is
a red light.
I
just got a new iPhone so I can have the pictures posted to Twitter within 30 seconds.
Green
My
light.
Friends and I rate our favorites.
Green light.
To me, that's a green light.
That's a green light.
Can I tell you why that's a red light for me?
Why?
Okay.
Is you don't know what you're getting into. It's unknown territory. It could be the nastiest picture you've taken, and then it's, you know.
Well,
then I don't know. I wouldn't be down with that.
The reason I want to go red light.
What if
I'm
she wasn't clean?
Red light,
what if she...
It's because why are you posting them on Twitter? You go Instagram with that, okay?
I agree with that. Aaron, I agree with Sam. Is that why it's a red light? Because you go right to Twitter first?
Yeah, you should go to Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it.
It's definitely a Snapchat situation.
See, perfect. Exactly.
Snapchat's even better because then it dissolves and really nobody's feelings
are. No one cares,
hurt.
Right.
Go on, what's the next one?
This is stupid.
That's a weird
fuck.
One.
You guys had to do this shit.
That's a very specific one. That sounds like somebody was a victim
of
that.
A couple of co-workers.
Did anyone argue these? Anyone's like, listen, I get what we're here.
Come on.
Hey, wait till you hear how stupid this shit is. A couple co-workers and I watch a movie once a month on Friday night, in parentheses. Sometimes we watch something that's rated R.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
That's it?
That's a green light.
That's it.
That's a green light.
Aaron.
Green light. What was that? I bet that was a yellow.
It was a green. We didn't read all of these, so I'm sure it's
I'm going to go red light because that should be porn.
Like, why is this pussy it's only like, showing?
Like, I mean, deeper. It's like sometimes we watch gay porn. I'd be like, eh.
Hey, do you yellow wanna... light on that.
Yellow. Yeah, yellow.
Do they look like chicks?
Do you wanna... Yeah, could you imagine so if you have a hot coworker, you want to come watch an action movie? No, you'd show it, right. What do you... you want to come over and
watch,
watch
an
action,
action
movie?
And it's like double penetration. Right. Look at that action.
Oh, this one's perfect for Punch Drunk. My coworkers tell racial jokes in the lunchroom. Sometimes the race they're making fun of happens to be the race of my spouse.
You know why that's a green light? Is because I guarantee you that person
is a race trainer.
I guarantee you that person has used those racial slurs in bed with their spouse.
Of course.
100%.
Like, give it to me, you big
you
whatever.
You should have to tell them that. Yeah. Go, listen, they're doing jokes about my husband. And as a boss, I go, do you do jokes about your husband?
Right.
If they said, yeah, then it should be free game.
It should be free
game. Have you ever been banging anybody and they go, hey, bro, wet my back?
Oh, God.
And if they go, no, I'm married to him, you go, just because you're married to someone doesn't give you the right to victimize someone.
Right, there you go, exactly.
I would say you should be fired if you're complaining about jokes about your spouse.
No shit.
Okay, so are we killing it, Aaron?
I mean,
we're green across the board so far, right?
So far, really open.
Oh, this one's got to be problematic in the workspace because only humans are humans. Two of my coworkers flirt with each other all the time. No shit. That's
Jesus
it. That's all
Christ.
It says.
That's it?
That's it.
That's a green light. That's a human
that's
being
a
being.
Green light.
Because flirting.
No, you guys.
That's two
thing.
Green lights. That's
what?
Two green lights.
It's this creepy dude who's watching his coworkers flirt.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh.
That's a good point.
I
flirt
with my coworkers.
Look at, see.
Imagine him
No.
Ari's paying attention to the question. See, that's a very
that's,
good
that's
point.
That's the Jew lawyer
that
in Ari finding a
move.
Way to get out of this.
Yeah, no, that is
the
creepo. Right. You're right, though. That is creepy. Some guy watching two people flirt.
I'm
going
to tell
up.
You that. That, to me, is super green light.
That is a red
as
light.
As long as you're not touching yourself while you're watching.
How could you not? They're so hot.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like this one's for Jerry. This one's apparently for Jerry.
Oh, I don't like
it. One of my coworkers has a new belt, and he keeps showing it to everybody. Who gives a fuck about that?
Why is that for me?
What does that even matter?
Hold on. You got a new belt, Ari?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of belt is it? Leather?
Well, then let's see.
Is it leather? Let's see it real quick.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That
look
is
at
for
that
Jerry.
Belt.
Yeah, I guess it is for Jerry.
Look at that.
You
championship
know what I like about,
belt right there.
Here's what I like about Ari.
You have the pubes of Don King.
Here's what I like about Ari. I mean, Jerry, he just looked right into the vortex and did not blink.
Dude,
he looked right into it, goes, today is the day I become a man.
But now we're getting into the taint zone.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
The bottom of your balls looks like the dark side of the moon. Look at the little things that are
dude,
down there.
Dude, get somebody to trim your shit.
But what's going on? He's got like all these nobbins and stuff on the bottom of his balls.
It looks like a potato.
It looks like a potato that's still in the ground.
Speaking of potatoes, right?
Idaho Potatoes, our new sponsor. Idaho Potatoes, Idaho, for your best in your potato needs.
No, dude. It's Omaha Steaks, everybody.
Oh, Ari, that was perfect for Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, dude.
That was one of the best segues ever.
So beefy.
Everybody loves Omaha Steaks.
No. Everybody's working for the weekend.
By the way, I want to say, as we get into Omaha Steaks here, I want to say thank you to everybody that has been hitting us up and talking about what a good deal that is. So many people have hit us up about that and been like, dude, this is the bomb deal. And here's what it is. $200 worth of steaks, sausages, meats, chicken breasts, desserts, potatoes au gratin, kielbasa sausage. $200 worth of meat for under $50.
Under $50.
If you own a grill or a stove.
This is magic.
You're an idiot to not do this deal.
Especially if you're going to have people over for a game or something.
Dude,
this is
it's
perfect.
Amazing the deal that you get. Here's what you get. Can you blow that up? Because I'm blind as F.
If you got people for a game, it's like it's all you need. It's one deal, and you crush the
two filet mignons.
Absolutely.
Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages. They throw in an extra four for free, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple dessert tartlets.
That's a perfect Super Bowl party.
Dude, That's an entire Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Super. And what, we're, what, a month and a half away? Come
Dude,
on,
that's
everybody.
That's a WNBA finals. It's every game.
It's $200, $200 worth of meat for $49.95.
That's
someone's like,
amazing.
It's under $50, just under $50. They have great things. It's a great thing to gift somebody if you want to get something for your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your whoever the hell you want.
The people you're sexually harassing at work.
Whoever it is. I mean, they have 500. They have over $500 gift ideas there. They have all kinds of like poultry, fish, every single thing that you want. Veal, lamb. Go there if you're Jewish. It is. They have kosher meats. Just put in the code PUNCHDRUNK. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code PUNCHDRUNK in the search bar, and that's where people have tweeted at us. How do I do it? You do it right in the search bar where you enter the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that's how you get the hookup.
Hell
if you have any problems with it, tweet at us, tweet at them, and they are really quick at getting back to you, and it's a good new sponsor. And
that
it's
is exclusive hell of a just deal. To our listeners. That's
nice.
Right.
Holy
just
shit,
to our
great.
Listeners, because we love you, and we love everybody else, and bam!
Hey, is there any truth to this Diaz is going to go boxing?
Oh, I think they all are. I mean, Silva is supposedly going to box Roy Jones, and they gave him a he can do steroids during the fight.
Oh, my God.
During the fight?
Yeah, they said he got a voucher to do steroids for the boxing.
I guess once they saw that rounds? I guess once they saw that paycheck McGregor got, they're like, why the fuck
and
are
now
we?
McGregor wants to fight Pacquiao, and it's just, I don't think it's going to be as big.
No.
I think it's McGregor needs to do UFC.
I think not
his...
big will be more than any UFC fight he's ever had.
You're
do
right,
you
though.
Do you think that?
No, yeah. because Ari, not big would be what? Half the payday for Floyd, and that's still what? $50 million he'll get, right?
Yeah. Even if he gets $20 million, that's bigger than he does in UFC. Why would he not do that?
Right. So what do you? What numbers do you? So.
What if Diaz and McGregor had their rematch in a boxing ring? Would anyone give a shit?
Yo, people would watch those two fight all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I never rule the Diaz brothers out.
I think
it would be annoying. I'd watch just because of big names, but I'd watch fucking Brad Pitt and fucking Jessica Simpson box in the boxing ring.
That's the whole thing. It's like, dude, I mean, UFC has a problem.
At what point does it become a spectacle and not a sport? At what point is it not competitive, but I'm just watching something happen?
Yeah.
McGregor.
You know, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. It's like when they had
I don't care. Like, I'm never going to be like, oh, my God, Conor McGregor's got the belt. In boxing. No, I'm not.
Right.
I'll watch him box to see if a fighter can beat a boxer or whatever, but I'm never going to be like, it's been finished. We all know who the champ is now in the world. It's still fucking.
He had a good point because it really is.
It's still
just
Jesse Owens racing a horse to me.
Right, right. Is it just still like, oh, we're just watching something to watch it? It's not an actual.
And that's fine. Yeah.
And that's wasn't fine. Like that boxing match between Mayweather and McGregor was great.
It was a terrible fight.
It was
It was a terrible fight.
It was terrible. They didn't even fight for the first
time. So why is everybody acting like you want to see this?
And everyone was acting like, oh, McGregor really held his own. You're not doing well if your opponent mugs for the camera in between rounds like Floyd was doing. I mean, like, that guy, as good as he is, he would know if he's in trouble or not. You know what I mean? He wouldn't just sit there and start smiling to the camera.
He wasn't doing that when he fought Ricky Hatton.
No.
He wasn't doing that when he fought
He wouldn't do that
anybody.
When he fought Berto. As bad as Berto was, he wasn't fucking around.
Title Money Mayweather, because this didn't matter at all. He goes, you motherfuckers, I went my whole career, and now guess what? I'm getting my biggest paycheck ever in a fight. Doesn't even matter. Money time.
Yep.
And now he's already talking about coming back again.
Yeah.
Mayweather, it's just like, what are you, the Rolling Stones?
Yeah,
I went to the Rolling Stones farewell tour
in 81.
In 90.
Right?
In 91. Yeah, 91.
I remember that one. And then they have their Voodoo Lounge tour. Like 4 years later, they're back. Yeah.
How much money do you need?
Yeah.
Because he's got kids doing.
But
everywhere.
What are you doing? Looked like you just pulled a sword out.
Oh, what is that? Is that your butthole?
Is that a whoopee cushion?
Is that a whoopee cushion?
That's what I thought too.
What is it?
It's meat. That salmon.
Oh, salmon. Very nice.
Ari, you came in late. Why don't you give us your dates?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, well, I'm starting my tour. I got for January, Asheville, North Carolina, Athens, Georgia, followed by Denver Comedy Works, doing storytelling shows there, and then New England run with Joe
List. When's Denver Story Works?
Denver Comedy Works. I'm doing storytelling shows there.
Nice. When?
Oh, January 17th through the 20th.
You can be in Texas?
I might come up.
Is the tour taking me to Texas?
And watch.
What?
I want to get into that club. I just want to see it. I might come.
You're gonna go to Denver. That's your way of getting into a comedy club.
Yeah, yeah, hang out. She doesn't answer emails. You gotta go see her.
Wow. All right.
He'll come see you. Let him do like an hour guest spot.
Let me do a 2-hour guest spot in the middle of the show.
Let him do an hour. Let him do a 45-minute.
Let him do an hour, you fucking selfish prick. Let the guy do a fucking hour.
There's no guest spots. It's all stories.
Yeah, I got
He's got an hour-long story about how he's doing an hour.
I got a story about smoking crack with a guy that you'd love. You'd fucking love it.
Dude, there was this comic in Texas who would go to like one-nighters when he first started. Like, he'd steal jokes from all the open micers, supposedly. I never met him. At that time,
I know, but Steve, like, Trevino.
Everyone said, get away from him, you know? And like, they were like, stay away from this dude if he shows up. And he would steal jokes from all the open micers. He had 45 minutes within. This is actually a few years before Steve started.
This guy. Yeah. What a sneaky singer. Sam just slid that across the table.
Sam will not hold back on a fucking joke.
That's good, though. Good. They shouldn't. And this guy, so he would go, like, so he went to the Wichita, Kansas loony bin. And the guy, so that this comic, his manager was this guy
Looney
who booked one nighters.
What a name of a club!
Oh, I know.
Bin.
And he goes in, get this shit, dude. He goes in on a Friday early show, and does a 45-minute guest spot and sells T-shirts before the headliners. An infamous
45-minute
guest spot, and he sold T-shirts. And the fucking manager of the club. Literally, the headliner was livid.
Just so,
like,
people know, a guest
fuck?
Spot is usually 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah. And he does 45.
Seven.
And then the rationale from the manager was, well, he was killing. That was it. Like, sorry, he was killing.
That's
so.
A big problem.
That's the loony bin for you. Yeah.
That's the big problem with comedy clubs, because I've seen in clubs I play.
Right.
Where the last person they care about is the guy who's bringing the show.
Who's bringing the show,
It's like, you know, it's like, oh, man, he's killing, but it fucked the show up.
It ruined everything, yeah.
I did a show, and
do you remember that one time we were, speaking of people who steal jokes, when I met you, it was in Addison. Remember? I was middling for
improv?
You at the improv.
You know what's so funny? I've been talking about that story lately on a lot of podcasts to the point I want Carlos Mencia to come on my podcast to talk about it, because it's just like I've just been talking about it so fucking much.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Mencia where was he at? He was at a theater, I think, in Dallas.
This was just after the snuff film came out. The snuff film came out.
What snuff film?
The one of him and Rogan.
It was the one where he was getting butchered finally.
It was like
the first time when it was, oh,
all right,
not
I think
just
you
comedians.
Remember that day.
Like, not just not just comics
Same.
Think he does this, right? It was like, oh, fuck.
Same.
It became like everybody in the public eye was like, oh, wait, this guy steals jokes. And then, like, and he showed up at the, it was a late show, it was a Saturday. I guess he's in a theater in town, and he showed up to the improv.
He wasn't selling tickets.
He wasn't selling tickets.
So he wanted to show up to try to get people to come to his show.
Oh, so it was Friday night then, because he was going to be there Saturday. Yeah, so he shows up and does a guest spot. And remember, we were all thinking, oh, fuck, there goes the night.
Well,
you know?
I have a rule with Carlos, and it was like, if he does a second over 30 minutes, I don't go up, because, like, that was based on the Comedy Store,
right?
Because it was, I consider that a headliner spot,
right?
And people are done. So if he goes a second over 30, I'm not going up. I told them, they're like, that's cool.
Yep.
He does 28 minutes, and he is going to he's trying to murder me. If you listen to him on the Mark Maron podcast, he talks about how he wanted to teach people lessons to show them who's the boss, and he's dropping N-bombs.
Good lesson, Nettie. Good lesson.
Yeah. N-bombs in front of this hick fucking Dallas crowd that's fucking exploding. And it got to the point where he goes, all right, you guys ready for your headliner?
Yep.
And the room audibly goes, oh, like, somebody has to follow this. And I do, for the first time in my life, Ari, I got tunnel vision. I never had that before, where I was just like,
you did fine, though. You had a great set.
Oh, you know what I learned that night? I could follow anybody.
You had a great set.
Good, like, lesson.
What do you mean tunnel vision? What do you mean tunnel vision?
Like, I just, like, I got this tunnel vision, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm the guy in the room who has to follow that.
Right.
And everybody else.
You're talking about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what really ruined the night.
You ready for
your
headliner? Sam looks around like, I'm ready to see who it is. Oh, it's me? Fuck.
Is he introduces the headliner that he had bumped, that he didn't ask to bump, and he runs off stage.
He didn't say hi to you or anything.
He didn't shake my hand. Yeah. He didn't say.
But you know what, Ari? But Ari, he did one of those, like, respect. He did one of those, like, really cheesy. Like, I thought it was almost like in a way fucking with you. I thought it was like mocking you because he did this like, he was like, keep it going, Sam Triple. He like really was like he was a pro wrestling announcer, just like really trying to like overhype it. I thought he was doing that to be a dick.
And then he ran off stage.
Yeah, then he ran off stage.
Because he saw me coming this way, he ran that way.
Right.
And I murdered, dude. I remember, and I murdered so hard that I went to the piano bar next door, and I literally walked in, and everyone's like, they all go, you did it, dude! You fucking did it! You followed him!
You followed him.
And the mistake was that I forgot there was an 11 o'clock show, and I was just doing fucking shots, and I literally did my entire set leaning against the bar.
Right.
That's my bad.
I remember that. I remember that.
Just shit face. And I haven't been back since.
I think that's the first time I met you, Ari. Was at that club, I think. Was at Addison. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you play Texas a lot, Ari?
No, I mean, Addison really turned into a black room.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you done
it's really not. You look at their lineup of like coming, and it's like 10 people, and like. Yeah.
It's usually
six are black, three are Mexican, and one white.
And the white guy's usually a hypnotist. He's not even an actual comedian.
Well, you know why? Because they think those are the only people selling tickets.
Yeah. Well, they in a lot of ways.
Well, they hypnotize you and make you think that.
You ask him, like, how are ticket sales? And he goes, not good. Like, I'm like, all right, why am I still coming here then?
Right.
Oh, they told you not good?
That is shitty to say that.
Yeah, they said to everybody. That manager there, that owner there is like, I mean, I ain't going back there. So
you know, if you want to do,
I love that Ari's in a place where he's like, where you're gonna work there.
The Hyenas rooms are pretty fun. The in Dallas.
Yeah, I'll probably go there. Yeah, I mean, Addison's not even in Dallas. I want to play Dallas.
The Hyenas room is in Dallas proper. It's right there by SMU.
Yeah, that's probably where I'll go next. Yeah. If I do a club. If I don't do a theater, I'll go to Hyenas.
Yeah, it's right by SMU too, which is nice. You get a lot of the college kids. It's a good little
I don't know why I in my head Southern Methodist University isn't in Texas.
Isn't that
like
funny?
To me, it's in like Alabama or somewhere else, but it is in Texas.
It's in Texas.
There's a lot of colleges
where they used to put you up. They used to put you up at the Renaissance or the Residence Inn right there, and now they put you up sometimes like nearby, which is like a 30-minute walk, but a, 7-minute drive. And then at some point, he goes like, "You're done. You're like smoking." He goes, "Hey, you need a ride home?" You're like, "Not yet." He goes, "All right, so you're good to get home on your own?" And you're like,
"Oh, it's like Jesus, thanks, dude. Yeah."
Man, fucking give me a ride home or pay for a cab for me. What the
it's
fuck?
It's not that
doing?
Hard.
Like,
yeah.
I don't get why people
right now
do
to
that.
Save the fucking $10 and then stuck in my hotel room all night.
Ari, when was the last time you did that room, the Addison one?
A couple years ago.
I remember. I don't know if it's still like this, but it was like maybe the last time I worked. After I worked with you, right? It was like maybe 5-6 years ago. You know how they have all those giant black curtains, right? Because it's all windows. One of the managers decided it'd be a good idea for during the show to have all the curtains open. And he was like, it's a beautiful view. And I'm like, it's a Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot is what they're looking at. And it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, not to do that age old thing that people are stupid in groups, but like if Sam Kinison just came back from the dead and was performing on stage and a fucking fire truck goes by, everyone's going to look at the lights. That's all they're going to do. They're going to lose. It's so
you know what else
yeah,
is weird?
Beautiful view. Yeah, you don't want a view right now.
That's right, you don't want a view. The view should be the person on fucking stage.
You know what else was weird is like American Comedy Company in San Diego.
Fuck that guy.
Where they have that like there's a door to the green room pretty much on stage.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing stand-up, and then, like, I'm in the middle of a joke, and then Doug Stanhope just walks out this door and goes to get a drink, and everyone's like, hey, there's Joey Diaz
Holy
or whatever.
Shit.
It's the worst. And it's worse for the comics, too, because when you're sitting in there and you got to piss or whatever the fuck, or you want to go get a drink, you're like, I can't walk out right now for a crisis on stage. Like, I just got to sit here and piss my pants. So
I love.
And I told him that like day one. I'm like, oh, you need some
curtain
like
move, curtain
this.
Or something.
Yeah,
like a whole curtain that goes that way.
Never did.
I love that the Comedy Store is now booking outside of the Comedy Store comics, and they're getting good names. Because honestly, dude, that American Comedy Company, I've heard him fuck so many comics. Yeah.
Fuck me.
So many people.
And I don't know why guys still play it. I'd rather the Madhouse. Gets people and like, hey, dude, if they're big enough comics,
La Jolla.
Take a fucking chance. But that's why I like.
I just closed out La Jolla for the first time the weekend before last.
How great is that club?
It's unbelievable.
I love it,
dude. That condo, holy shit! Have you been to the?
Like
I know. Have you been to the new one
since they remodeled it,
dude? Have you been to the new one, Ari?
Yeah.
Have you been since they remodeled to the condo?
I heard it's great.
It's gorgeous. Right. It's like, holy shit. I remember I went one time before.
I didn't need the remodel. I was fine with it before.
It used to, yeah. It used to look like this. It used to, just so people know, it used to look like the Set of Three's company.
Right.
It was like a 1970s apartment.
Yep.
I've done a lot of quality fucking in that place.
I've watched you fucking that place. I remember one time I was outside with, I can't even remember who it was.
What'd you think of my style?
Like you looked like a rabbit that was on like three Red Bulls.
That's cool. That's what I go for. It's quantity and quality.
Who's Maxwell's sister? Jenna.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So she and I are outside like smoking a joint or some shit or whatever on the patio. Come back in. Right when we walk back in, it's just Sam on the couch just super fucking like doggy style like.
Was that the Tony Hinchcliffe
Yes,
show?
That was the same night.
Oh, my God. Ari, have you ever heard this story?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's the fucking best fucking story. It's so funny. So it was me, Tony.
And me.
And Tebow were down there.
Yeah.
And we were doing
it. Years ago.
I mean, dude, this has got to be like 8 years ago, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Him and Esther just broke up for
they
a time reference.
They just broke up, right?
Okay.
So we were hanging
out. So it's that long ago. Tony's
and
just a door
this,
guy.
This real, this somewhat, I'd say she's pretty hot redhead, and her brother shows up. Tony has this chick show up.
She was hot, but she was nuts.
She was nuts.
The redhead,
right?
The redhead, no. But and the other one was not hot.
The redhead was okay. The other
girl was just there.
Turns out she's somewhat of an escort.
So is this a red, green, or yellow light? Where are we at right now?
Okay.
Is this a red light, green light, or yellow
light? We're at a yellow, but it's about to get red as fuck. Yeah, we're at yellow, but it's about to get RAF.
So
red as fuck.
Jenna is so this redhead who's somewhat hot with tagging along has a brother who is shit faced.
Oh great. That's always fun.
Shit faced.
What a way to ruin
like
any moment.
He can't take two steps
bring a
without
brother.
Falling.
Yeah, bring my stupid drunk brother. That's
well,
gonna everyone will love this.
He ends up eating carrots somehow. Well, the sister starts getting drunk and she starts getting
I forgot about this
fucking
whole part.
Really angry with Jenna. Just really fucking angry.
Who, by the way, is the manager of the La Jolla Comedy
and
Store.
And the nicest.
And,
she doesn't work there anymore, but
well,
she
I know,
was the nicest.
At the time. Yeah. And the coolest person you'll ever meet.
Sure. Always hung out. Very cool. Yep. This redhead starts screaming at her, right? Just for no reason. And we're just like, what the fuck is this bitch's problem?
You know when you get, like, somebody gets drunk and they're not good drinkers, and then they just hit that turn, and now they're a fucking complete monster? That's what happens.
So
to
you're
me
like,
in the
get me out of here.
Her boyfriend, her husband,
brother,
or her
brother,
throws up all Jesus green
Christ.
Carrots on the carpet.
Yep.
Fuck
Jenna man, goes man. And starts cleaning it up. Well, as that starts, this chick is, she's drunk and fucking looking for attention. This other chick, we'll call her the escort, right?
Yeah.
Stands up in the middle of the fucking living room and goes, I want to do stand-up for you guys.
Yes.
We're like, okay, try. She goes, but I want to do it naked.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay.
And it's just me, Tony, and Sam.
Yeah, okay, that seems
me,
fine.
Tony, Sam, and Jenna sitting on the couch, and we're like,
Red light.
Right.
So far it's a green light because it's her idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
So
and the sexual
she,
harassment thing,
so
it's her
as
idea.
She's naked, this redhead starts trying to get attention from us, and I go, literally, dude, you have no cards to play here.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, she has a flush. She has a royal flush. Yeah. You have no cards to play.
She's naked. Your brother's
in,
dead,
and
you're being
some...
mean.
Yeah.
And she's naked telling jokes.
Did she look good naked?
She was a young chick. She's like 23, 24.
Wow.
It's like hard.
Yeah.
Unless you got C-section scars and you're fucking out of shit. I mean, that could be said for us, too. If,
sure,
you know,
sure.
She was 8 months pregnant, but she was
Aaron, take your shirt off. Okay. So that
Aaron,
is
let's
a red
see those
light.
Fun bags.
That was a check, guys. That was a
red
light.
Aaron,
red light. Can we get Mike
in here? Can we get Magical? Aaron is red lighting us, and I do not like this.
So she starts doing stand-up, right? This is where it gets funny. She starts telling a story about how she believes she caused 9/11.
By going to the library.
By going to the library, not listening to our forefathers.
Yep.
Warn her about Islamic jihadists or some shit like that.
And then she started reading books
not that bad of a premise.
She started reading
I'm with her right now.
She went to the library and started reading books about all the presidents in the past and feels like that was her way of repenting for her 9/11. Causing 9/11.
Wow.
Yes.
And then we're all on the couch like, huh. Okay. What's your next bit? What's your next bit?
So anyway, she's doing it, and like all
100% true.
All Tony Hicks like, get to the punchline, baby.
That's all. That's right. Tony keeps saying that. Dude, I can't believe I didn't remember this story forever. You remember it so well. Get to the punchline, baby. Tony keeps saying that, which is causing Sam and I to just, we're belly
You're
laughing.
Dying.
Now we're laying on the couch holding our stomachs, belly laughing. So, get to the punchline, baby.
So we go, okay, enough. She comes and sits down on my lap, butt naked, yep, right?
Nice.
This crazy redhead chick who's angry at everybody is...
Here comes the green light.
Okay, this might get red light, guys. This is where it gets red light.
Well, now we're at the red light.
Red light.
The red light was that idiot vomiting. Yeah, that was the only red light
that
so
was
far.
Red light.
It's important to note that the redhead that's angry is now eating a popsicle.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
She's looking at a popsicle, and for some reason she goes, can I fuck you with this to the chick? And she goes,
sure. Yeah.
She sitting on top of me. She takes a fucking popsicle and starts dildoing this chick with
like
a fuck
all the way in.
All the way in. And we're all
popsicle, go bye bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh
all
man.
The way in.
And wait. This is a flat popsicle stick?
No, this
No,
like
it's a
long,
whole orange popsicle.
Like a bullet.
A long,
oh, not just a stick.
It looks like a vibrator.
Was it one of those red, white, and blue bullets? Which one
no, it was a regular orange one. Just like a regular, like, five licks off of a regular popsicle.
So hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to get a popsicle for the rest of the story.
Okay.
Nigga, you got a popsicle in your house?
Remember when they had that smell-o-vision and stuff on television? Like, buy this kit and you can smell what's
Yeah. Wow. So then...
It gets better.
It gets better.
Believe it or not, it does get
That's
better.
That's not the story hasn't peaked yet.
No.
Oh, no.
The story's not peaked. Not at all. So...
Where's Vomit Boy right now?
Vomit Boy's
gone.
Out.
He's on the floor and
good.
He's dead.
So
he's dead.
He can't cock block anything at this point.
No, good. He's dead.
He's coma.
He's dead.
Good. He's Terry Schiavo-ing it right now. So,
the popsicle.
Oh, by the way, imagine all that orange.
That's
Ari.
Exactly that,
all
but
that
orange. Yep.
Okay.
That exact popsicle.
Ari, if you really want to know what's like, shove it up your butt right now. Shove it up your butt right now if you want to know what it feels like.
Dude, I'm not ready for this. Ari, you're redlighting me right now. Stop that.
So
I feel too uncomfortable.
I'm
going to
green light this, Ari, because I like what you're doing. Dude, I would totally let you suck my dick, dude. I bet you suck a good dick, idiot.
A mean dick. He sucks a mean dick.
Yeah, chug
there it
balls.
Is.
Ari's the kind of guy that would like suck your dick and then try to light your balls like a crack addict.
Hey. So she's doing that, and then out of nowhere, I'm like, I'm rock hard right now, right? I'm
of
like,
course.
Hey,
and
you,
Janelle. Now at this time,
Janelle
and I.
It's not Jenna.
Janelle. Janelle and I are sitting on the couch, so it's like Janelle, me, crazy redhead, and then Sam with a naked girl sitting on his lap. And this girl is basically plunger fucking.
Wow.
Exactly right. Throw that upstairs.
Plunger fucking. With a popsicle.
This other comedian girl who thinks she calls 9/11.
Yeah.
So she was doing comedy for the first time.
Yeah.
So this is literally the first episode of Kill Tony that was ever. So
get to the punchline, baby.
Somehow we get to, hey, you should suck my dick. And she goes,
I didn't think that story was going that way. That is a major plot twist I did not see coming, Sam.
Who wonders how we got to that part of the story?
So she whips my dick, my rock hard 6 inches, and that's all I have is 6 inches.
Hey, man.
And that's me just on my tippy toes.
That's
all
right.
That's your dick and heels.
Yeah, okay. So trying to reach it. She says,
I got five inches squared.
What?
I got 5 inches squared.
5 inches
that's
squared? What does that mean? 25 inches?
25 inches all the way around, yeah.
Oh. That's not bad. That's healthy.
How long is it long, Ari?
There's no dick I'm less curious
you
about.
You have a 5-inch dick.
I see your dick every Tuesday.
He just showed us. How did you? He just showed us the thing.
Yeah, but it looks like it's way bigger than that.
No, what are you saying? When he gets hard, nothing happens.
Oh, so you have a shower. Not, I'm a grower. Like, if I whipped it out, I'd be like, baby
mine's
dick.
Mine's an inch right now.
What?
Mine's 1 inch
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, but it's a meaty inch.
It's a healthy inch.
It's a healthy meaty inch.
It's a healthy inch.
Okay?
It's like one of those where it's not really fourth and one. It's really like fourth and you're just right there. You know, it's a hell of an inch. It's a hell of an inch. That's a hell of an inch.
Anyways, so she starts talking my dick and what?
Janelle and I went outside.
Janelle, no.
Oh,
wait, you walked out?
That's right. Janelle was holding this girl's head and forcing it down faster, harder, because we hated that these girls were such terrible
people.
I
loved it. I hated the redhead.
Sounds like Janelle is the best comedy club manager ever.
A million percent the best.
So everybody gets bored.
The fucking guy in Addison wants to open curtains up during the show. Janelle wants to fucking help your dick
she
get sucked.
She grabbed her by her head and was punching her head down.
Jesus.
It was the best.
Everybody gets bored. I don't know why they leave. I'm like,
well, just eventually
can I fuck you? She's like, yeah. And I
who's
just,
this now? Is this a comic or the redhead?
Janelle and I go onto the patio of the Comedy Store.
Because Sam's
condo.
Getting laid now.
This is like that same condo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We go in the patio out there, and she and I are just smoking a joint and talking, like giving Sam some, let him get his dick sucked. We come back in. There's no more dick sucking. He's got her doggy style, and it's just like.
Well, the problem is I can't get her to make any sounds.
Oh, that's right.
I was just, I'm like, God.
Well, I mean, Sam.
That's the 11th time she got fucked that day.
So, like, all of this was a green light.
All of
it's
green light.
Until now, because you took advantage of someone who thought she was responsible for 9/11. That's really awful.
Is that the red light?
I mean, that's terrible.
But then later
that is a red light. That poor girl thought all those lives were on her. You know what I mean? I think that's why it's a red light.
And then it came
out
that
she's racked with guilt. You're
I'm an asshole.
The real question is what
I'm
happened
a red
to that?
Light monster.
Sam pulls his dick out. It's just all orange like a popsicle.
Aaron, take your shirt off.
What happened to redhead at all during all this?
Oh, so anyways, I've thrown heat.
Out.
Turns out that this girl, like, basically smoked meth with Tom Sizemore, and they would party all the time.
Redhead or the
Girl I'm fucking
the
trying
young
to
one.
Get some kind of.
Say right. It ain't so.
And then Tony ends up fucking her. He's like, I can't get anything from her. So
that like minutes after you
like
or like the next night?
Get to the cum line, baby.
So then we're sitting there, and the redhead starts screaming at Janelle again, and I just lose it. I'm like. She helped your brother clean up. She's our fucking friend. We don't know who the fuck you are.
We literally pretty much grabbed him by his feet and drug him out past the door.
Wow. Did y'all dump him in that jacuzzi? Just dump him in that jacuzzi?
Basically right outside there, right by the jacuzzi. Yeah. We just drug his passed out ass out and then told her, kick rocks, twat.
Kick rocks, twat.
It's a KRT. KRT.
But while you're banging the girl and while Tony's doing it, she does nothing. She just stays there like, I'm just going
to
watch TV.
She got to watch the master work.
There you go. Hell yeah. There
it's
it is.
It's like fucking when young doctors watch a surgeon.
And she got notes. And she got pretty decent notes on her act.
Yeah. And maybe she bettered herself after that. After you told her the KRT.
Make it KRT.
Get to the punchline, baby.
She went and worked on her life.
KRT.
She bettered herself.
Guys,
you wanted to ask me why nobody goes to Dallas, right, Sam?
What do you mean goes to Dallas?
Plays for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Why?
The Mavericks are just like, I don't get it. They're like that. Like that schlubby
next
guy.
Next president
that, like,
of the United States is coming from that team.
Hope so, right? Like, but they're like that. You know, like when a chick is telling you that she wants to fuck you, but she has a boyfriend.
No.
And you just realize, I'm being used because she wants her boyfriend to step up his game.
Oh,
that's what the Mavs are to free agents.
That's
what the Dallas Mavericks are to free agents.
Because one, it's a wonderful city.
I love Dallas. Yeah.
Chicks are hot.
A lot of hot
strippers
chicks.
Strippers are hot.
And then they have that tax thing in there. Like with, I mean, you can make. And Dallas like has a hub of strip clubs.
But,
like there is a.
But. And the owner seems to want to spend and do whatever it takes.
For whatever reason, Dallas is
Dallas.
Dallas has only been a destination free agency Cowboys, and that's it. Because even A-Rod, that was like they had to, like you said, they had to throw $252 million at
him. No, I mean, they'll get people here or there, but Mark Cuban is the best owner in sports.
Yeah, I love him.
For sure.
Arthur Blank's up there. Arthur Blank's up there.
Sports players. Gets fines for his players. He's actually at the games rooting hard.
Yep.
Arthur Blank is the
and
same
he was,
kind of guy.
And you know what? And Ari, to your point, like as you know, in front of the camera as he gets against the league, he's never cost him a draft pick. So you know what I mean? Like, which is, I think, huge that he doesn't like. Yeah, and he's amazing. That guy's. Yep. I was like, and to your point about like why I agree with Ari, and here's the only reason. It's just because, like, I remember I was a Dallas Maverick fan my whole life.
a title.
Most of my adult life, they were my young life, they were garbage.
Yeah. Right.
They were just garbage. I mean,
was
I remember
Perot
in the,
owed them, right?
When
who
Ross
them?
Perot Jr., it was his son.
They were garbage.
It was Ross Perot's son.
Oh,
they were garbage.
I forgot about that.
And then, like,
era.
They, and then they had the three. Okay, so the three J's, there was a little bit of hope. And it was Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, and
Tony
Jim
Braxton
Jackson.
Fucked you guys.
She fucked the three J's, man.
She
Tony Braxton
the
was
three
a Yoko
J's.
Ono of the three
remember
J's.
Remember, she was supposed to go on a date
with Jason Kidd.
And then fucking
Jimmy Jackson.
Jumped
Jackson.
In the limo.
Did you hear the story? Ari, did you hear the story? Ari Teeb, did y'all hear this story?
Yeah. Hold on, before you get into that, this story about the Dallas Mavericks is brought to you
brought
by.
Brought to you by.
Pat, bet DSI. Bet DSI for all your bet needs while you're doing UFC, NFL.
Sam just won some money.
I just did win some money.
Now, what'd you bet on? What'd you win?
I forgot, but I did win some money.
Good for you.
Nice. You know, use the promo
if
code.
If anybody took the fucking locker this week, Miami at home.
Dude,
like a 10-point underdog.
They damn, that was crazy.
That was easy money.
Yeah,
easy money.
Fuck.
If you had the balls to bet, and if you do, go to.
I would post it online, but I was banned on Twitter for a week.
Is that the upset of the year so far for the NFL? Was that Miami?
No, there's been a lot of them actually, that's up there.
Giants beat Kansas City, I think.
Oh, that's
when,
right.
When Kansas
that's
City right. was hot and when you guys were garbage, but use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Go to bettsi.com. Use the code PUNCH25. That's what it is. Use the code PUNCH25. That gets you free $25 to bet with.
Dude, that's dope.
And whatever you put in, they will double. You throw in $50, they'll throw in another $50 for you. Now you got free money to bet with. If you're smart, you're going to make more money. If you're not, you're going to give it to them. Either which way, that's up to you. Use the code PUNCH25. Go to bettsi.com. Use the code PUNCH25. They have bets. You can do parlay bets. They have all kinds of prop bets on every single thing that's going on. And right now is the best time in sports to bet. Like Sam always says, we got hockey, we got basketball, we got football, we got
boxing.
College football championships coming up.
Yeah, playoffs
the Final
for
Four
college.
In the college
yep.
is going to be exciting. Throw your money on Georgia. That's what I say.
I like Georgia. Anybody
so
but Alabama. That's what I say.
You know what?
Though? See,
but see, that's where I'm at. But
really?
Every time I say that, they always win. Every time, like anyone but Bama, then they win. So I'm just going to shut up.
Me
and
too,
like,
me too.
I
and
hate
just,
that. I mean, I'm not Ohio. I like Ohio, the state.
I don't
mind Ohio State. But this notion that these certain teams, if they're even close, should be just plugged right in. Alabama's like that. How many losses does Alabama have to have to get fucking, you know, this notion
three.
That.
The answer is three.
The SEC.
Three. If they have three losses, they won't get in.
Yeah. There's no way.
If they have two, they still have a
goddamn
shot.
The SEC is not good.
That's
stop
gross.
Acting like it's good.
Look, here, let me tell you this about Alabama. I think Nick Saban is obviously a great college football coach, but isn't the real genius whoever's the accountant and just hiding all the money they're giving these kids every year? Like, isn't
no,
that
and here's the
real
thing,
genius?
ESPN is so tied into fucking the SEC, right? That they hide these stories. I mean, dude, so many guys from Alabama's like, yeah, we got cash. Nothing
remember
happened.
That kid, remember that recruit like 3 or 4 years ago on Instagram just like holding these wads of cash and nothing? That story went nowhere.
And that's why the – and people wonder why the NCAA playoffs don't get the numbers that they did because what they're doing is they're like, we got to get these people in there. And you know what? I'm glad ESPN is dying, okay? They killed the Biggies. They killed the Biggies.
Well, like,
they didn't fucking
who called
have
that? We called ESPN was going to be a ghost ship 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, because I hated growing up in Dallas. Like the SMU was when I was a kid, they were amazing, and it was because they were paying everybody, which is
and they did that 30 for 30,
and they were just made an example out of you. Really, they were the only ones. Really, they were
the
only team.
That's the problem.
Did it.
Is somebody's that those are that. The teams that get fucked?
Yep.
Are the teams who pop up and they hammer them?
Yep.
They don't hammer
the
Alabama.
Quote unquote traditional powerhouses.
Fuck
never.
Alabama, dog.
The Texas Longhorns will never get busted by that kind of a scandal, right? The
why?
Oklahoma Sooners
because
they just
they're such a giant brand. It's like if you don't think that Coach K is paying players to go to Duke.
You're out of your mind.
You're delusional.
Yeah, you're out of your
mind. You don't get – dude, he has a dream team right now. Their guards aren't that great. But that Bagley Jr. is a fucking murderer,
insane.
Dude.
Look at Calipari. When Calipari put like, oh, yeah, he just put that team together out of charm.
Yeah.
And is that what he did? Is that how he got that team?
Listen,
really?
Dude. Listen, dude. Marvin Bagley III.
That guy's amazing.
You don't, dude.
I want the Mavs to tank
that.
This year so they could get him.
Dude, the Clippers are tanking, and I fucking love it, dude.
They won last night, though.
Did they beat
they're
you?
They're not tanking.
Raptors?
They're back at 500.
They beat Toronto last night.
Ah, fuck, dude.
Yeah, they won last night.
They beat the fucking Raptors. They just beat the Wizards. Like, no, dude. We want Bagley, dog.
Right, dude.
This guy's putting up his.
Because then you could trade DeAndre. Who gives a shit about DeAndre?
We already want to trade him. Yeah. With it, we want to trade him to Milwaukee, dude. And I want Jabari Parker, Thon Maker, and anybody else you throw in there.
All right, right now. Okay, let me ask you this right now. If you're – whoever was it, Jerry West, I guess, who's going to be doing this? Okay. I know this would never happen, but just let me hear you out. Hear me out, all right? So Milwaukee calls, and they say, who is it, Maker, Jabari Parker?
Yes.
We'll give you those two for DeAndre, and we'll give you the Greek Freak for Blake. Do you say yes?
Oh, yeah.
How quick do you do that?
Wouldn't even think twice. But they never.
There's no way Milwaukee would be that stupid, right?
I would never get rid of the Greek. About that.
Greek Freak. You know where Blake needs to go? And he needs to go. And I love
New
Blake.
York.
And he thinks I'm the only guy that loves to trade his entire. No, he needs to go to Phoenix. This guy gets hurt so much. And there's something about Phoenix and the Suns that they just fucking. Injured players don't get injured
out
there.
They don't get injured there, yeah.
He needs to go there. And he needs to take Kendall Jenner fucking with him.
Is that who he's dating right now?
Oh, yeah. He's plowing
I didn't know that. Wow.
She's so hot.
She is hot. But they're a viper pussy. Aljamain, the guy, Sterling, came to Adam Hunter's show last night. He's the guy that got the vicious head kick at the UFC.
I remember that.
He was their nicest fucking dudes. I screaming at him, I know you're black. Don't date fucking Kardashians. You're a black fucking athlete. They got that sickle cell pussy. What are you fucking doing? It's the truth.
Now, is...
Dude, the Clippers are two games out right now.
Of the play, of the eighth seed, is that right?
I don't want to go. I don't. We're not going to win it. Go get
Dude, that's crazy. What kind of fans want to go to the playoffs?
Because
what
I want to be... Because when I see...
See, Ari, I'm with you because, yeah, it would be nice for the Cowboys to get a little bit of a nicer draft pick, but I want them to win out because I want them to maybe go to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, but like, your team is a good team. Like, you guys got fucked on your running back. You have a chance to win it.
By the way, Ari, why the fuck didn't...
You're going to win it.
No, yeah, that's true. I mean, you are right.
If you
there's no way.
And,
yeah.
Like, a legit time to do it.
The reserve running backs have been totally fine, if not amazing.
But so, Ari, so how
we lost because we lost offensive tackles. We lost Sean Lee.
Who else was that? When Tyron Smith went out, that really hurt. I mean, like, but like
there
that's why
actually no drop off from Zeke Elliott to who they took over.
I kind of wish though they would have taken that Zeke suspension at the beginning of the year, just gotten it over with.
Got it over with, dude.
But now like,
it was a distraction for sure. They didn't start off as strong as they should have, losing to the Rams, like things like that.
And you know,
like,
all off season, and you guys are both Cowboys fans, so tell me if I'm crazy here. All offseason, all we heard is how the Cowboys are going to run the tables. Cowboys are great. Yeah. You had a good year last year. Now you got all these rookies that are moving in.
No. Ari, I changed because Ari, we talked about this, Ari. Remember that? And you were like, Ari was worried that Dak was kind of going to have a sophomore slump and get figured out.
That's
like,
what
I remember
happened.
Ari called that. Yeah.
That did happen.
Ari
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't throw an interception for the first half of the season last year.
Yeah.
Like, and then he lost his running back, and it got harder.
Yeah, but I'm happy he looked fucking great. I'm happy how good he looked the last game. That made me happy. That was good. 300
plus.
But
honestly, they were tied going into the fourth.
I know.
We were not halfway through the fourth.
I know.
Dude, I mean, like, look at the Houston Rockets. I know we were on football. They have not lost since Chris Paul came back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You don't, you watch – I love Chris Paul.
But how long do you give him until he gets hurt again, though, right?
I don't know, man, because he's
– He's not injured. He's not an injury guy.
No, he is. But the reason he's not now
Chris Paul?
Is because everything is on the outside.
I was wrong.
He doesn't have to drive.
Yeah,
he's just like, dude, everywhere he looks, there's a shooter.
Right,
There's no defensive stoppers like Doc Rivers wants. Just fucking gunners. So he doesn't have to go and get hit by everybody. It just get there.
So are you out on Doc? Are you done with Doc?
I am.
Doc needed to go a long time ago.
I
am. He's trying to win a championship in 2005. He thinks Shaq and Kobe are still roaming the fucking lanes when you could have two scorers and a bunch of defensive stoppers.
But if you had Shaq in his prime right now on your team, who stops you?
Well,
in
I mean,
NBA.
Look at Philadelphia. Dude, they got the version of Shaq right now.
Embiid isn't anywhere close
to
how Shaq was.
Embiid is a monster, dude.
He's great, but
you're
He's not Lakers Shaq.
He's
when Shaq first came to the Lakers,
dude,
Embiid's nowhere near that.
If you put Shaq and Kobe's team right now, they would not run the table.
Dude, I think they would.
No, dude, because you got
who
guys.
Who stopped Shaq?
Dude, everybody shoots now.
It doesn't matter.
If
who stops
fucking,
him on the other end, though?
If you had a fucking – Rick Fox out there and all these guys, you can't have defensive stoppers on your team. If you have a defensive stopper, you're down a gunner. It is all run and gun.
Sure, but
you have five guys now that can score 20 a game.
But
the Lakers didn't have that.
But watch, like you said, I don't think he's ready yet, but watch Embiid. Embiid and Greek Freak are going to change all that. We're about 4 years away from it going back to being big men.
Because I totally disagree with that.
I think we're going to – it ebbs and flows, man.
I totally agree with you. It's just like how in the NFL there's a run and shoot. Everyone's running.
Everyone's running and shooting, and then
everybody just started drafting DBs. Yep. And now you sudden you can't run and shoot, and everyone starts running the ball.
Is you're going to see Golden State Warriors basketball combined with Shaq type basketball, where it's going to be like all running gunners, and there's gonna
one
have
monster
guy
in the middle, just one
play.
Killer in the
and
middle.
That's where it's going, dude. There will not be
Here's
defensive
NBA,
stoppers anymore.
This is where the NBA goes. So. This is where the NBA goes. Inbounds the ball. Somebody shoots it from the other free throw line. It goes in. They inbound the ball, shoot it from the other free, and it's just like 1,000 to 987.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm telling you, I watched that Rams versus Eagle game live. Ari, thank you again for the tickets.
Nice.
Welcome. You're welcome.
It was awesome. Nobody stopped anybody. Right. Now the refs suck, dude. And it's so interesting when you're in the fucking in the stadium and you could see a ref make a blatantly awful fucking call. There was a pass interference that changed the momentum of the game very early, and the Rams got called for pass interference, and it was
completely
not
bullshit.
That. He fucking turned around, looked right at the ball, and swatted it,
wow.
And they called pass interference. That is the – and I saw from way – dude, our seats were in fucking Studio City, dude.
Right.
And they were fucking – they were great, dude. And it was like, fuck – and, dude, you're like, they called it, changed the momentum of the game. Hey, the Eagles went and scored off that.
Ari, remember when the NFC Championship game when Deion Sanders just – knocked Michael Irvin's hands down as the ball was going to him, and no flag whatsoever.
You're like, what? It's impossible to create that catch.
That was going to be the greatest comeback ever. We were down 21-0, and then they were actually going to maybe go to the third Super Bowl in a row, and then fucking that
they
play
made
with
up
Deion.
He made it up to you by signing with you the next year.
Yes, he came back the next year, which was nice. But,
and he just went, my bad, we're good.
Did any of you guys see that Bills game?
No. No.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's a cool thing. They have all the games on the Jumbotron, so you can watch.
Oh, during the – at the really? Is so, that how, see, that's not good. That's why the Rams aren't going to make it.
Once the Rams
They've shown
started,
you other games during the
once,
game.
Like, once they got to.
Yeah.
They got to do that.
I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this right now, and we could –
How many could, how many Eagles fans? There's a ton of Eagles fans over the
world. There was just as many – I half. Couldn't believe that how
see,
many Rams
that,
fans
but
were there.
But see, that's the difference, though. There shouldn't be just as many. There should be – They should
yeah.
dwarf
you
the Eagles
You should not say
fans.
That. You should not be able to say that.
They should but say dude, there were just as many.
At a home
team.
Game, you're
at
like,
game?
I can't believe how many Rams fans were at an L.A.
Like,
game.
Like, I couldn't believe
you
all these
say
Rams
that. There's
fans.
No other city in
so what
America
happens,
that
what,
says that.
What happens?
You, dude, all the time
wait,
you
wait,
see
wait.
The Dodgers going
wait,
up.
Next
I
week,
hear all
let's
the fucking commentators going, there are so many Dodger fans here. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's just piping it up, though. But, like, let's say
– No, but they'll show it. Like, it's
next
tons.
Week, let's just hypothetical. Next week, the Rams have a home game against the Raiders. How many – it's all Raider
the
fans.
The last game in the
be,
Chargers, it's a home game for the Chargers.
It would
Chargers.
Be 90% Raider fans.
It will
be
all
fans. It'll
be
90%
black.
Raider yeah. fans. No
but
question.
I'm telling you, dude, this is the beginning of them building – dude, when you got a good team like this – This right. is how you get fans. Because I'm telling you, you're going to sure. get Raider fans to be like, dude, they're fucking
Fuck
North.
They're
the
Vegas.
Fucking – there's the
– I just don't think Raiders
they're
fans
NFC.
Will – they're too
they're
loyal.
The
Raiders
NFC.
Fans are too loyal. They're not going to ditch, man.
They'll be like, "This, they're the NFC. I'm a Raider till I die, but I can fucking follow
I it. Think – I think so. To more of Ari's point about like all the football fans who live in L.A. are transplants, like they're looking this as a godsend that you have an AFC and an NFC team in L.A. Yeah. because 90% chance the team they grew up rooting for is going to come to town and they're going to
exactly.
go watch them. Like that's it. Like there's a – right? Like
Eleanor yeah. was sitting
it
with
It doesn't matter.
Dude,
if the Kansas City Chiefs come here, there's going to be a shitload
on.
Of Chiefs fans, right? If you name the team, there is going to be a shit ton of their fans that would come here to support. I don't think that would like – I just don't – I don't know. That's kind of like if you go to a USC game, there's not going to be a ton of Stanford fans hanging out. Like,
I think
it's, just,
it's time to open the lines, dude. We got to get some calls
oh,
in here.
Shit.
Hear what they think of. Jerry Rocha and his fucking Netflix special, Mexican Holiday.
No, it's Mexicans Love Morrissey.
Mexicans Love Morrissey, guys.
All
if
right.
you want to call in.
Mexicans Encanta Morrissey.
All right, did anybody see that? What do you guys think about that Jaguars-Seahawks fight?
Dude, okay.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the dude climb to the stands already?
Okay, so multiple ejections, One guy from Seattle is leaving. It's in Jacksonville. While he's leaving, a fan throws a Gatorade bottle at his head. He takes his helmet off and then goes over to the person that threw it and starts jawing at him. While he does that, gets a beer thrown on him and another Gatorade bottle thrown at his head, which now he's climbing into the stands to fight this guy.
Oh, I saw that.
Where security is grabbing him, basically horse collar tackling him by his the back of his shoulder pads and pulling him off of that.
It was amazing.
Was awesome.
You know what I think? I think that should be allowed one game a year. Just one game. You know what I mean? Like, a player is allowed to go fuck up a fan.
Well,
that would be amazing.
I will say this.
Like, just one. You don't know what game it's going to be. They tell them beforehand, like, all right, this is a game. You vote on, the team gets a vote on which player does it.
Here's what I hated. The Seahawks already, Jacksonville already won the game. You lost, Seattle. You lost. And now we're in victory formation, and we're taking a knee. So, if I'm Blake Bortles and I take a knee, don't blow my offensive lineman up. You know the game's over.
Right.
You know ain't nothing going to happen. You're not going to force a fumble.
Right.
Now you're just trying to injure somebody.
Yeah. Just playing dirty at that
now
point.
Now you're being unsportsmanlike and a shitty fucking human being.
Yeah.
So Seattle does that. They start a fight right when I take a victory formation knee. Seattle blow it. And now a huge fight breaks out. Well, everyone gets ejected. Why you get ejected? Of course the fans are going to be mad you just did that. I want to go home. I'm going to go home. The game's over.
Yep.
And now I got to wait for 15 more fucking minutes.
So you got this Seattle player who's already pissed, right?
Yep.
He does like a sore loser move, right?
A big time sore loser
move. And then as he's walking out, people are throwing shit at him. I guarantee you it's Jacksonville, Florida. So I bet he maybe heard a racial slur or two.
Or three.
Launched his way.
Or
you know
four.
What I mean? So, yeah, like.
Right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, calling in to the It's Just Fruit Hotline. You're here with Archfear and Mexican Emo Jerry Rocha. How are you?
We really have calls.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for calling in to the It's Just Fruit Hotline. That's right. Go to that's it fruit.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK at 10%. Get 10% off.
Hey, while we're doing this ad, we should tell them the website they should go to instead of whatever the fuck you said.
Okay. What's it? It's that's
it.
Fruit.com.
Use the code PUNCHDRUNK to save you 10% off, everybody.
10% off, great. Guys.
Good fruit bars. They're good for you.
Nice.
They're healthy. There's only 150 calories per. Gluten-free, guilt-free.
Look
guilt-free
at that.
Guilt-free treat. Every age, every diet, every single human being on the planet should eat this!
What do you got to say, buddy? Do you love fruit?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of fruit.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Fruits.
So what's the word?
LGBT. I would just, the reverse Kobayashi.
What about it? Yes, it's coming.
I think the second and third place, the person in third place should have to shove more hot dogs.
Ooh, that's
up their
interesting.
Record.
That's
no,
interesting. I like
don't
that.
I think so.
I actually love that, and so. That is it. That's happening.
Bad call. Bad call. That was a bad call.
All right, could you hear that or not? We're trying something new here.
Zero.
You couldn't hear it?
Okay. Because we got a splitter where we can keep you on it, but you should be able to hear it.
I thought you could hear it.
It was, he was saying that the reverse Kobayashi, which I don't know if you know about this bet.
No. What's this one?
It's
I like to see people guess.
Yeah, I like
you know who Kobayashi
guess.
Is?
Sure, of course.
What would a reverse Kobayashi be?
Oh, God. I don't know. Wait, no, I don't know Kobayashi because I'm thinking
that's
of Star
the guy
Trek.
That won all the hot dog things.
Oh, that guy. Okay, so you got to vomit?
No. You got to put him in your ass.
Oh, Jesus.
So
it's the worst.
He's got the Cowboys, he's got the Raiders, I have the Falcons. Whoever has the best regular season record.
Yeah.
You got so fucking lucky this week. That was a long field goal you hit, and then they were down at field goal range and threw an interception.
Right.
Hey, bro.
Ryan Hill just called in. Ryan, call in again.
Hey, bro. By the way, everybody wants to say Atlanta's fucking tanking this year. We have the exact same record right now that we did last year at this time.
You're in the last playoff spot. It's not a tank. You're in the last playoff spot.
So you get to pick who shoves them?
Then Cowboys,
whoever
the
wins
Kobayashi.
The best regular season record, everybody else has to pay off the reverse Kobayashi.
Oh my God.
Ryan Hill, who is now taking, or did he hang up? Ryan, you there?
No, I'm here.
Ryan is taking Krav Maga. The fucking karate of the Jews.
Yeah, man.
One of the best taco shops, Don Carlos, in La Jolla. How are you, Ryan?
One of the best places in town.
Not too bad. I'm here in Sam's cool down zone still.
You are in the cool zone.
Hey, Ryan,
you
I
gave
was
him a cool down.
I had to give Ryan a cool down.
I was
down.
So bummed. I was just in La Jolla, and the night I went by, you weren't there, but I still ate there, and it was fucking tremendous food.
It's the best.
Yeah.
That is Jerry
Thank
Rocha,
you so much, buddy.
Mexican.
Yep. Mexicano, Gerardo Rocha. Mexicano.
So what's up? What do you got, Ryan?
Ever since Ryan got a cool down, we've just been getting deliveries of gummy bears and pizzas and all kinds of shit.
Hey, nice.
I kind of like Ryan in a cool
down. Some people learn from the cool down.
Did you like the bag of dicks?
Oh, is that you? Yeah, we ate them.
Yeah,
they
he sent
good.
You the bag of dicks that we ate.
Can Ari hear any of this?
Yeah. Yeah,
Ari, can you hear this?
Ari, this is Ryan Hill. He sent us a bag of dicks, some pizzas, some other stuff. Him and I argue about pedo-gate all the time. that's where we were at. Ryan, you got to keep it quick because we got to relay what you say to Ari.
Ari,
I'll give you
a... What kind of hot dog you guys going to do?
What kind of hot dogs? I think you should be able to pick your hot dog.
Yeah, you should. And I want...
Wait, you pick the hot dog that goes up your ass? Or the winner gets to pick the hot dog?
No, I get to pick up what goes through my ass.
Well,
that's got to be a full-size hot dog. Yeah,
do the mini Franks. Do those little mini Franks.
Hot dog, Sam. You're not going to Gherkin Pickle or something.
No, I want to do like an entire... Because isn't it an entire pack of hot dogs you have to put in your ass? Or is it just... How are we doing this?
One hot dog.
One link.
One.
One link.
Hebrew Nationals going up that Armenian keister.
Yeah.
All right, you have to have a kosher, some sort of kosher meat.
I will be doing hot. I will be doing
can I just tell you this? Hold on, Sam. How do you feel about your position in the bet right now?
I think I got fucked. I was down one at the start of this, and now I'm down two. So I think I got fucked.
Honestly, if they beat Kansas City,
how do you feel? How do you feel going into stretch though?
Now, but you would be one game back of Atlanta and tied with the Cowboys. Mm. Now you're two games back of Atlanta with three games to go.
And bullshit. Hey, I got fucked.
Let me ask you guys this, Ari. What are you doing Sunday night? Because you guys play Sunday night, and we should do like a Skype from your place do like a Patreon Cowboys
I'm out
Raiders.
Of town.
Ah, damn. All right.
I'm out of town. All right.
I run my hour.
Cowboys Raiders podcast would be good because
if
Raiders win that game, not only is Sam back and then we beat Tampa, you're both fucked. You're both fucked.
I mean, I don't see how you're not running. You're pretty confident you're going to run away with this
thing, right? He has three games, but they're two hard games.
We aren't running the table. And guess what? Philadelphia Eagles game 17 for the Cowboys just got a whole lot easier.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
6-1-7.
Poor Wentz. Poor Wentz.
The Falcons go 2-1 for the last three, and the Cowboys go 3-0.
What's up, boys?
Neither me nor Tebow puts hot dogs up our asses. Only Tripoli does.
What happens if the Falcons and the Cowboys end with the same record?
If there's any tie whatsoever, everybody does it, including Aaron.
Yes. If there's a tie, everybody does it. Yes.
Is
this contest a red, yellow, green? What light is this contest?
This is yellow.
Right now, Ari. Get the bag. Get the bag. We got to do a bag of bets. Bag of bets. Bag of bets.
Hello. You guys live or what?
Ari. Congratulations, 617. You are here during a very ceremonial bag of bets.
This is what you get for just saying, I don't have to look at my fantasy team. I'll let somebody else run it for me.
Hold on.
Cowboy is doing it as well.
Let Joey Rocha pick it up. All right. Whoever's picked out, Talboy, you're doing it too.
Yep, Talboy and Ari.
What am I doing?
You're just pulling out this and reading it.
Ari got last.
Ari
finished last in the fantasy league, so he has to pay off.
Just to let everybody know, you owe two bag of bets, Ari. You owe two bag of bets.
Yep.
I owe no bag.
You're about to owe a big one, though.
You're an honorable man, Sam.
You're about to know
one. I'm reaching in and picking this?
Yep.
All right.
This is going to be great.
What's the second one I owe?
You owe fucking panhandling.
Right. This. Panhandling and this.
Second one?
You're about to find out, fuckface.
Oh, and this. Okay.
Eat a hot something Carolina Reaper pepper. During the show.
Okay. So you have to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper. It wasn't the best one. Fuck! I was hoping you'd get the right up the butt.
Hey, you're welcome, Ari.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
You got to eat
it. Hold on. You want to go back in?
You want me to do one more? You want me to pick another one?
I mean, that one's going to be painful as fuck.
All right, let me try.
I'll give you the option of going back in
the
bag, or you can do this.
I'll go back in the bag and pick another one. We'll give you the mulligan. With the bag of bets.
You get a mulligan.
You can turn it down. But you gotta
go right back in.
Two.
No.
Nah,
you're
not pulling two.
But let's say you already pull one. You don't want to do it. You could pull out two and do them.
All right. So am I pulling out just one? Just one.
Pull out one.
All right. Pull out one.
I'm stating for anyone who says that's it.
All right. Wait. Stop. All right. You are saying you don't want the Reaper, and you're taking your mulligan.
If you guys let me have a mulligan, I'll take the mulligan.
Okay. Here's what it is.
Then. But that's not a rule you can just always do.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
No, this is easy. Ari, You made the right call. No, it's Sam. Start a USA chant going. Start a USA chant.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. You got to get a USA chant going on a subway and record it in New York.
Yeah, but you got to get people chanting.
You got it.
You can't be by yourself.
If they don't start doing it, it doesn't count.
It gave it to you.
I put it in.
Fucking get it out of here. It sucks.
No, that's
I could do that. Why, how, that's crazy because I'm the only one that could have done that.
You got to do it somewhere.
No, right. You could go on the bus.
Bus, anywhere. You could do it at a game somewhere. But you have to be in public and get a lot of people getting a USA chant going.
Okay, I can do that.
Wait a minute.
And you can't.
Bullshit.
No ringers. No ringers. No ringers.
I'm so pissed.
Wait, so Ari.
Hold on. It's fucking easy, dude.
What's that? 617? What'd you say?
It's way too fucking easy of a bet.
The people have spoken. It's too easy. Ari, you got out of that. Fuck that, man.
You got
to give me a mulligan.
And,
hey, Ari.
And you got to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper while you do it.
Yeah,
Ari.
There you go.
USA.
Reaper pepper in the ass. Reaper pepper in the fucking ass.
617 wants a Reaper pepper in the ass.
You
got
to ring a Reaper pepper in
your
eyes.
Hold on. Real quick, 617, Anna. It's Just Fruit Hotline. What do you got to say real quick?
I got two important questions for you guys. This is North Shore Dan. I'm live from Salem, Mass.
Live. He's live.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Live.
He's live. What's up, bud?
What's up in Salem?
Fucking witches and shit. All right, check this out.
Yep.
Okay.
Why don't you guys ever talk about fucking hockey?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Great question. What's
Each
your
one
question?
Of us has a favorite sport.
There's
Ari
nothing.
Has baseball. Tebow has gay porn, no football.
Gay porn.
And I have
get a hockey guy.
Dude, hockey.
We need a fucking hockey guy.
I will
say
this about hockey. There's no, the best thing in sports is an overtime playoff hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing is more
live tense. Sport. Hockey live is the best sport.
Unbelievable.
It's the best.
Four,
I agree.
Four in regular season overtime. Four
arguably the most athletic sport.
What's your second question?
What's question two?
Next question. Steve and Sam, you neglect in Boston all the time. I've seen Ari. I've seen Steve. I see all you fucks except for the two of you. What the fuck?
I'm in negotiations with the Boston Comedy Club to come out there and play there.
I'd like to come out there soon. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Patriots. And so ever since the Super Bowl loss, I've kind of I haven't even been thinking about the B word.
I wouldn't want to set foot in that place.
I'll be there January 26th.
Ari will be there January 26th.
January 26th, Ari will be there.
I've seen Ari. I met Ari at the Wilbur. He opened for Steve Brennan.
Two shows at the Wilbur Theater.
Yes.
So, hey, Ari, I got a question for you. And I don't want
Thanks
Sam,
for calling in, dog.
I don't want Sam and T.V.
Thanks,
to get pissed
thanks, guys.
Bye,
They're
bud.
Going to. I can already tell you Sam's going to, and T might laugh and might get pissed.
What's
right.
that?
So you have to start a USA chant in public, right? Just do it next time you're at a comedy club, dude. How easy is that?
That's not the spirit of the law.
It's
but that's technically
count.
Public, isn't it?
Jerry, we're glad you're not in this because you are worse than me. I'm wincing. on this shit.
I'm just trying to help you, Ari. I'm just trying to do
I appreciate you... that, but that's some real fucking Armenian shit you
just Fuck this Jew, dog. Fuck this Jew. Hey, Aaron, can you take your shirt off?
Aaron, what's up with that shirt, bro? Let's get those fun bags out.
Fun bags. I just want you just hey dude just yell.
We've all seen it. We've all seen a Nintendo controller before. You're
come
not
on.
Come on, now lose the shirt. Yeah. Jesus.
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk on It's Just Fruit. It'sfruit.com. It's
That's
what?
It. That's it. Fruit.
That's it fruit.com and you are we're talking should Aaron take his shirts out and let the yams rock out.
Yeah, see those big nips.
What? Yeah, we want to see nips. We're not talking about Asian people. Oh, he hung up on us. I like that.
He's like, I want to see some nips.
Oh, what
I'm
up? 502, talk to us real quick.
502, this is Max. Real quick.
What up, Max?
I'm playing in fantasy this week.
Who?
And I'm
playing
who?
Who?
Fuck you, you're gay.
Who?
You.
Who? Oh, he hung up. Oh,
by the way, Teeb has left the building in the Punch Drunk Fantasy
Boom.
League.
Tripoli's still in, and I'm going to beat that mofo.
Dude, Ari, how can you do... How can any of you do fantasy?
I love it.
I hate
I
fantasy.
Don't.
I love it.
Because,
I
like,
don't.
Okay.
I let
okay,
else
so,
do it for
so
me.
You're a Falcons fan, right?
It's the last time I'm doing anything with fans.
Are you a diehard Falcons fan?
Diehard, yeah.
Okay, so how could you sit there and go, well, I need the Falcons to win, but Drew Brees better throw 5 touchdowns against them. How could you do that?
I don't think I have anybody in the NFC South on my team.
But what if you did? Could you still root for them?
I don't play anybody playing my team. Even if it's I'm going to lose the fucking week,
right?
I won't play anyone playing the Raiders.
See, that's why I couldn't do it.
It softens the blow. Like, let's say Eric Ebron's my tight end or whatever.
Right.
And the Falcons are playing Detroit. And he gets a touchdown. I'm like, God damn it.
Hold on.
At least I got points for it.
That's It Fruit.com hotline. Talk to us.
What's up? Is this Sammy Trips?
It is.
Trips, Teebs.
Oh, shit. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, you're calling from Canada.
Imagine that.
What's up, bud?
Just chilling. What are you guys doing?
We're just talking about our favorite poutine recipe.
Yeah, I just seen you guys on YouTube. That's a trip.
Well, thanks for calling in, dude. Any thoughts on Ari? Did he chintz out on a hot pepper having a chance?
Chintz out, you both said you shouldn't do it.
Well,
I think you got it easy.
I got to be look.
That's not true. We wanted to go back in the bag and get something worse for you, and you lucked out.
Yeah.
But in Ari's defense.
Good use of a mulligan. That's all I'm saying. Good use of a mulligan.
Wait a minute.
We all get one mulligan.
I got to support my fellow Cowboy fan because.
Do a dress like Mary McKee.
Because
Mayor McCheese.
I got to support my fellow Cowboy fan. Sam, you were not too proud of that first one that I pulled out. You were like, nah, that's weak. You know what I mean? Like, Sam kind of left the door open for Ari to do a mulligan.
I think everyone should get a mulligan. Canada, we're in Canada.
I'm just like west of Toronto by like 20 minutes.
Nice. Fucking Toronto's a great city.
Toronto's dope as fuck. That's the only one I haven't played in.
It's
Canada.
Great.
It's
like San Francisco with fuckable people. Go Maple Leafs.
Toronto. Yeah. The only thing is that the CFL, isn't it weird how they have like.
I like the CFL.
Like three teams have the same mascot. It'd be like if it was the LA Clippers and you had like the Atlanta Clippers. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's very odd.
It is weird.
There's only the seven teams. Weird. You couldn't like have come up with another fucking title. Seven teams. You can't come up with a different name.
Like 40-yard end zones.
Right.
You think Johnny Manziel will ever play
in the NFL?
In the CFL? In CFL.
He would have been there by now, I think.
He really fucked his life up.
704. I'm surprised RG3's not there.
I'm
surprised RG3's not in this year.
704, you're on with Ari, the Chintzer Shafir.
NFC South, Panthers for the fucking win.
Whoa.
Maybe.
What are they, a game out? Are they a game out of the Falcons?
They're a game up, but we play them in the last game of the year in Atlanta, I believe. Hey, man, you guys can't lose. Don't lose.
Hey, man.
Don't lose, baby.
What?
I said no losing here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do
you know who else you got other than us? Who are your other two?
Who else you playing? Man, dude.
Spoken like a real fan.
You're live, dog. You're
live, bro. Act live if you're live.
Okay.
Act live if you're live.
Can I say something kind of derogatory towards that call?
Hold on.
Okay.
Which light is it?
This would be a yellow.
Okay.
Is that okay? Do I have y'all's permission? Yeah, it's your show. I don't want to be an actor.
Of course.
If your team has never won shit, can you really say we can't lose? We're never going to lose? You know what I mean? Can you really have that attitude? I think so. Yeah,
it's about this year.
What's the point in doing this? I'm a Clipper fan. I'm convinced we're going to win everything, but I'm hoping we lose everything.
Which is such an interesting angle.
814 in the house, one of my favorite places to go. Where is that?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania,
where the shit goes down.
Fuck yeah.
What's up, bud?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys were going to spice up those two bets you pulled before you put them back in.
That's
the USA chant.
Yeah, good idea, buddy. So what would be, you start a USA chant, not in the USA.
In a diaper.
In another country.
In Mexico? No, because then you got to try.
Yeah.
It should be like with no shirt on diaper.
Does he have, maybe he finds like an ISIS sleeper cell headquarters in New York and goes in there and starts it?
That's a great question.
Wait,
dude.
Maybe you start a USSR chant.
USSR.
At
U-S-S-R.
Trump Tower. Stand outside Trump Tower and do it.
Dude, great question. 814 Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling in, dude.
The other one, Eating the Pepper.
That's itfruit.com, by the way. That's itfruit.com.
Thanks, bro. That's itfruit.com.
Dude. I love
it. Finally got a good read.
Finally got a good read on that.
Need our fans to call in from another country and just go, dude,
by the way, that's itfruit.com.
We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to call a day because Ari looks very unsatisfied right now.
Ari, you dodged a pepper. You dodged that pepper.
You dodged that pepper, Doc.
I'm happy about that.
You dodged that pepper, dude.
All right, are you good with hot peppers and shit? Like, if you got to eat something,
I like hot peppers, but those, I've seen videos of those Carolina Reaper peppers. That's,
you saw Joey Diaz eat
for hours.
Joey Diaz hours eating that shit, he's fucked.
Who?
Joey Diaz, there's a video of him eating those hot wings that are like the Carolina Ghost hot wing, whatever the fuck.
Sauce derived from that. This is just a straight
pepper. He probably lost like 4 pounds just sweating.
Sweating, oof.
Ari, final thoughts.
Hang up.
He saw it coming.
Jerry, you were great.
Thank you for having me, man. Anytime. Dude, I had a blast. Seriously.
Even though you red-lighted us a couple times and I got a little upset about that. Don't sexually harass anybody.
Don't sexually harass anybody.
Where's your next performance? Naughty Show?
Naughty Show, actually, is the next big one.
Tell them about your date again one more time.
The Irvine Improv, January 29th, The Late Show.
And then finally, where they can find you on the internet.
Twitter is @RochaComedy, and my Instagram is JerryRochaComedy. And my website, fuck it, JerryRochaComedy.com. Come say hi. Thank you.
Aaron, I don't know why you wouldn't show us those sweetness. Dude, man, we love you, and we would have liked to see those fucking candy yams of yours.
I need them. Flapping. I need them.
Tebow, final thoughts.
I thought that was great. I think we learned a lot about sexual harassment. Yes. Everybody, please check out my new episode of 92.7 The Pod, which comes out Friday.
Nice.
And then the next one will be 2 weeks after that. We have a very special infomercial, Christmas album special after that. So get on that. Go Falcons. And let's make this run. Son.
Yes. Guys, thank you so much. We've had the best. Thank you for giving us our best week ever on Tinfoil Hat 2. We love you guys very much.
And everybody, please hit up Fight Nanny and say, hey, great job on the show today.
Yeah, why didn't you show up, Fight fucking Nanny? Guys, take care. This has been Punch Drunk Sport. We love you. We're winners win.